repair companies. They're illegal, but you're legal.
That is correct.
See, you have to be licensed and bonded. That's how you know. Call RepairMyCreditNow.com today. 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. Or log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Write it down. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, Doug, go ahead and tell everybody what you did for me this past year and the program that I went through with you.
Fitz, we were able to increase your credit scores by about 100 points, and I know you were able to get your new 4Runner and a new Bronco.
Take care of your credit right now. Your credit is your future. www.RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Would you like to play the market and do it using someone else's money? That's right. Buy, sell, trade on someone else's dime? Then click on the logo on your screen or call 888-OTA-ATTEND and find out about the Power Trading Workshop at the Online Trading Academy.
This is Vince Rowe, president of Online Trading Academy Texas, and we're so confident that you will learn not to lose money and learn to make money. I'll let you use my trading account to teach you how.
If you're tired of your financial advisor not doing enough to make your money grow, then click on the logo, call 888-OTA-ATTEND, or log on to tradingacademy.com/attend and sign up for the Power Trading Workshop.
We're not a fly-by-night. We're an independent training school based right here in Irving. We want to teach you how to trade your own money. Call 888-OTA-ATTEND, and we'll teach you how using my money.
Find out why the middlemen hate Vince Rowe and the Online Trading Academy. Find out how much you can make and the trick to not losing money at the Power Trading Workshop this week. Click on the Online Trading Academy logo or call 1-888-OTA-ATTEND.
Playing. You've played it on special occasions.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life, a life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Property isn't just attractive because of safety. It's also attractive because it's attractive, with sculpted curves and a Scandinavian-designed interior.
Check out the available all-wheel drive and T5 turbo.
But I just want crab.
Check it out now.
The 2006 S40 Sports Sedan. Safety is a beautiful thing.
Test drive one at your Volvo retailer now.
Lease the new 2006 Volvo S40 2.4i ASR, well-equipped for $359 a month for 36 months. $4,204 due at lease signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. See your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer or call 877-24-VOLVO.
Ticket Sports News now.
Tiger entered the third round at 4 over par at the PGA Championship. The sticker brought to you by theticketeatimes.com and Winstar Casinos. He came into the third round tied near the bottom of the leaderboard, but he's moved up 25 spots to 37th with a 2-under round. He's 2 over for the tourney and trails leader Phil Mickelson by 10 strokes. Mickelson tees off at 2 this afternoon. The Texas Rangers' four-game losing streak turned into 5 with a 6-5 loss to the New York Yankees last night. Despite the streak, Mark Teixeira isn't frustrated yet.
Doing that for the past week, so it's not frustrating because we're used to it by now.
For the second game in a row, Derek Jeter hit the go-ahead home run while the Yankees bullpen pitched 4 scoreless innings. The Rangers will send Juan Dominguez while the Yankees will pitch Mike Mussina today at noon. The Cowboys preseason opener will be in Tempe this evening against the Arizona Cardinals at 9. While the game will be the first against an actual opponent, defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer is downplaying its importance.
Every time you go line up against somebody, it's important. But on the meter of how important it is, it's not nearly as important as whenever our first game is. But, you know, we're concentrating on this one right now.
The game will debut the 3-4 defense, so you can catch the action on CBS Channel 11. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next one rolls around at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brennan Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. 99% of the people who work here give the rest of us a bad name.
9:55 on the ticket. Tee box winding down. Enjoy the PGA Championship this weekend. Should be fun. Got some nice names on the leaderboard, which is always nice in a major. Tiger won't be there, I don't think. He's only 2 under for today, which means he's 2 over for the tournament. It was fun watching it. You know, his heyday was yesterday, just making the cut, which crazy as that sounds. So I want to thank Jaron for running the board. Nice job again, as always. And Brandon, delivering some ticket tickers today. We're like the farm system for ticker guys now.
Please
move on.
Please don't thank Brandon. Please, come on. Don't thank him.
No, sir?
Brandon, your mic off right now.
That's when you know you're getting uppity, when weekend guys tell guys to mic off.
That's right. We're not even weekend guys. We're post-game guys.
That's when you need to be knocked down a peg.
That's right.
All right, so last weekend I was at my high school reunion.
Hot.
30 years.
Did you drag something out of there?
Nah. Kidding me? I don't have energy for anything. But what was interesting is the women changed somewhat. One changed a lot. And I swear I thought she was pregnant. And because she had one of those, you know, the pregnant tops where it kind of gathers right underneath the chest and then kind of billows out.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, she was something in high school. And I almost said, hey,
what?
I almost said congratulations, and I stopped it.
You might not want to stop that.
I thought you were going to tell her off. I just realized that we're all 48 years old. I mean, you don't have to guess anybody's age when you go to reunion.
Right.
So, yeah, but she kind of ballooned a little bit.
You know what? That reminds me of the Shore comment. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, okay. This is so genius, man. We got this buddy, and he's a talented dude, but his whole life is based around sticking his foot in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he's the guy that killed Ticket TV.
Because, perfect.
Yeah, he wanted to
good for him.
He wanted to add production value to it.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite Schroer story is first day of school, 10th grade, Spanish class, you know, and this just typifies what an kisser he is, but the teacher's call and roll, when she calls his name and he says something to the effect of present, and may I ask when you're due, ma'am? She's not pregnant.
And wait, and this is a cool, hip guy. He's not
right.
Just a dork, but that's how thick he's just trying to lay it on. It was just...
Yeah, but he always kisses up. He would always kiss up.
I made that mistake once in my life, and I almost made it again, but I've never come close other than that, because you just don't know. And if you don't know and you're wrong, I mean, it makes the women all near suicidal. I mean, it's not good.
Chicks generally don't like attention called to their weight if they're not pregnant.
Exactly.
And even when they're pregnant, it's dicey.
Here's the other thing I noticed is that all my friends, and I hearken back to when I saw these guys 10 years ago and then 10 years before that, all the friends that I grew up with looked exactly like their dads.
Oh, really?
Everybody turned into their dad.
Now, wait, is this in Cali?
Yeah, California, Southern California.
All right.
In Seal Beach. That was real interesting, but I was really happy to see that nobody was trying to one-up each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like that. But the cliques still were apparent.
Oh,
all the cheerleaders in one corner of a room somewhere.
In their outfits.
I love to see that.
No, thank goodness they weren't in their outfits.
The Philadelphia cheerleaders.
That's been... We'll pass Milfie, I think.
Okay, so hold on. So you graduated from... You were in high school in Southern California in 75.
Yeah, that's when I graduated.
How much coke and group sex did you engage in?
None.
Come on.
I was in high school. I was an athletic dork.
I saw Boogie Nights.
Wait, I was an athletic dork in high school.
I swear, I thought for a second you were going with the Buck Showalter there.
What
he did to Norm, just a total silence.
Oh, I'm here.
And I thought Skin was going to...
Wait. Jaron, turn his... Jaron, I don't have Rick Arnett. I'm here, Skin.
I might have had, in high school...
I'm going to need a Twix.
I might have had a total of a six-pack.
How much are abs?
I had a lot of sit-ups.
In high school. Abs?
Yeah, abs, yeah. Yeah, I just was not one of those types.
Weren't a beer drinker, old drugs?
No. I think I wound up decorating somebody's front lawn because I had... about 3 glasses of Boone's Farm.
Ah, Strawberry Hill.
Oh, yeah. But I just wasn't into that.
Like it.
No,
I'm told.
I was too much of a sports geek. Too much of a sports geek, so high school didn't do it for me.
So you were, did you play college baseball, Rick?
A little bit, yeah. Northern Arizona.
I didn't know that. Awesome.
Yeah.
What position?
Center.
You ever play softball?
I hate softball.
Nice.
Oh, you're a purist?
Hate softball with a passion. No offense to guys that play softball, but it's...
Oh, they're all offended.
It's just nothing to it.
See, now that leads me to believe that you're also probably really into putt-putt.
Don't like that either.
Well, you're you don't play softball mainly because you're not an electrician, but then also because you're a purist. But to me, you know, it's like a baseball player saying, I don't like home run derby. Because that's what it is. It's just like a home run derby, slow pitch.
I don't like it. I think the reason I don't like it is I don't like how competitive weekend warriors are, and I never have.
Oh, I was there. Oh,
I just don't like the... Craig Rosenberg, he's into that stuff. I mean, he plays these basketball games during the week, and if they don't win, he gets all hot and bothered over it and everything. I don't get it. I mean, you're playing grab-ass sports, and you're playing the hell already anyway. I mean, get on with your life.
Let me tell you how that happened. I had a team called the Dark Side, and we were take your pants off for this. Mm. And we played over in the Village off Southwestern and Greenville. There's some great fields over there. And the reason we started playing there just as friends is because you can drink in the dugout, or there's not even dugouts. And if you're short, you could just pick somebody up out of the crowd to play on your team. No rules. And so that's how it started. But like anything else, you want to win. And so as time went by, we got our hats handed to us. We started playing in a tournament every weekend. We were playing like three league nights a week, tournaments every weekend. I started picking up ringers on the team that we weren't even friends with just because they were really good softball players. And what happened is it almost tore some friendships apart because I was the coach and I had to make out the lineup. And you've got guys who started on the team just for the fun angle, but then as you start stepping up in level... You got to play him at catcher and hit him 11th in the order, and they still think they're Cal Ripken Jr. Mm-hmm. So having to tell your friend, hey, you're batting 11th and you're playing catcher and stuff like that, that really got tense.
Well, I like the fact that people my age and older are still active and they still want to do some kind of a team activity, but I'm not into the win-at-all-cost guy because what are you winning? It's like winning a fantasy league.
Yes.
You know, but the first time I got involved in fantasy, Dan McDowell and I did this for that. What's that one that the
EFS?
No, it's the one that's online.
EMS?
No, baseball.
Sportsline, CBS Sportsline,
Sandbox, like
AIDS, Sandbox,
something like that.
Sandbox,
and I won it, and there was no bigger letdown than the day I won it, and then it's like, now what? That's it. It was nothing. That's what I figure all these weekend sports things are.
Well, I think if you were competitive in something for a long time, I think it's hard to come to grips with. No, I don't play basketball anymore.
Well, there's competitive, but this is adult crap. I mean, it's the whole thing of the weekend warrior, though,
is being competitive.
It's competitive, but competitive to a fault. These guys that play competitively, they don't get it. It means nothing.
You know, the worst part about the whole softball thing is the more competitive you get, they came out with these new bats, DeMarie's a while back, several years ago now, and a guy that would hit a bloop, pop fly, those bats now make those home runs.
Right.
And so everybody was hitting home runs, and you just hit these laser beams. Well, this trend started where if you talk trash to someone on the opposing team or to the pitcher or something, that everyone on that team would start, they'd start trying to hit your pitcher with laser beams. And he's, 20 feet away from the plate throwing soft toss news. And so I played on a team with a bunch of guys that mouthed off. So when I was pitching.
You got blasted?
Oh, totally.
You got Charlie Brown?
Oh, my God. We were once playing this, like, Bud Light team or something. These guys had full uniforms, pants, bags, everything.
Yeah.
My team's mouthing off to him. I'm pitching. This dude hits me with a ball in the thigh. I still have a bruise. It's been 8 years.
It isn't time to just get past all that. Just, get a bunch of guys together, have some fun, and then, bring out the keg.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. But trying to play at win at all costs and you think you're still playing college ball or even high school ball, I mean, your time's gone.
What about video games? I mean, you can just carry it over to video games, can't you? You know what the best is? Whirly ball.
Whirly ball is awesome.
Is that like wiffle ball?
Well, no, but wiffle ball is not dead. But whirly ball you're in these bumper cars, kind of, and you're playing on an indoor basketball court, but the rim is off the backboard, and it's just a square that you have to hit the ball in that square to get a point as you roll around in these bumper cars. But you're using like a cricket
scoop,
with big like wiffle balls.
It's great.
Is it?
The best thing about it is it's a sport
that takes
no exertion.
Perfect. You did it from a Barca Lounger?
Exactly.
You're in a bumper car.
It's really greatness. It really is cool.
Is it kind of like a murder ball? Like in a wheelchair?
I haven't seen murder ball. I kind of know what it is. Those guys are a little more intense than these people in bumper cars.
But here's the problem. That game we're talking about, you know, you have it for parties or whatever, and you go out there and you play, and you play whirly ball. But they do have leagues, and there are people that take whirly ball too seriously.
Of course they do. Why is that a surprise? Yeah. Anything. It's too bad. It's too bad guys can't be adults.
Boy, Craig has been really quiet during this. What's wrong, Craig?
Wow.
Not even talking to us.
Just sitting there with his arms folded.
Unbelievable.
That's when I said that thing about him being too competitive in basketball.
Right.
He just clammed up.
Yeah.
He did.
He just turtled.
It's all right, Craig.
So... What do you guys got today?
This is what Ben likes to call the sports talk show equivalent of rough sex. And with more, here's Ben.
I don't understand that at all.
No protection.
You came up with it.
No, I don't know what that is.
You came up with it.
We're going to obviously
talk. Look at his outline. He's got an outline and everything.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. Nice and neat.
We're going to talk a little. We're still on triple secret probation.
I like the second segment. It says sports.
We're going to talk Cowboys preseason, obviously.
Really?
Preseason opener tonight.
You are?
We're going to talk about the Mavs' nightmare offseason.
Can I ask you, what's the biggest intrigue of tonight?
Quarterback.
Like, who survives?
No, just to see how bad all the quarterbacks are.
I mean, Bledsoe was going to play one series, maybe, two?
I think they're all playing a third.
Yeah.
There's a lot to look
Reason
at,
to
man.
Tune in.
Hey, there's a lot to look at. There's a lot of position battles going on. There's a new 3-4 defense. There's tons of stuff, man. This is the most intriguing Cowboys preseason in years.
You're right. I better T-bell it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We're also going to get into this movie, Garden State. We're going to talk about this movie that's out now on DVD. But we're also going to, I'm going to tell a traumatic story that happened to me this week involving about 1,000 spiders.
1,000?
1,000.
House of 1,000 spiders.
Man, I can only assume they were a crossbreed between a brown recluse and tarantula.
Super mutant spiders.
That's a tough pick between those, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys watch a show over there on FX?
No.
I watch Rescue Me.
You should watch over there. I think FX is becoming my second favorite channel besides HBO.
Really? Don't sleep on Showtime. Showtime
for me.
Great
for me, it goes CBS 11, KTVT, then HBO, and then everything else.
Then where does UPN fit in?
Oh, I'm sorry. It goes CBS 11, KTVT, UPN 21, KTXA, then
HBO. And don't forget Telemundo. That's the one channel you can turn off the sound and still love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I watch those satellite music channels with the sound down. I just look at the blue screen.
Genius. I love it.
It's great.
I need to get satellite in my car.
Craig, what do you watch?
Wow.
God,
it's kind of clammy today.
I don't understand.
How'd he get so mad?
I don't know.
He's just sitting there.
He's getting to that age, you know.
It's the way his eyes are bulging. That's kind of scary.
The competitive side of
it. Psycho.
Hey, Craig, what kind of watch is that on your wrist?
Huh. I don't know what he had for dinner last night.
Oh, Craig.
That was just a little volatile. All right, mate. Am I missing anything from the station? Any good gossip? You guys are plugged in.
Ryder and Norm hooked up in California.
Awesome. Bob and Dan hate each other.
No.
That's not me.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh.
Again.
Dunham and Miller are running for mornings.
Good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Rocco's back.
Gordo was fired.
Again?
Mike off! God!
He's enjoying himself back there. It was funny when the guy makes a line and he's just rolling.
No,
that's the worst thing you do.
No, he just set a line and then dumped a bucket of Gatorade on himself.
Yeah.
Like he just won the game.
I win.
He spilled Gatorade all over his line and now he can't use it.
I win.
Jaron, can't you cut his mic off where he can't control it?
Call him Jaron, Ben.
Huh? What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Hey, one thing about the reunion, I was bummed. My first true love wasn't there.
Out banging some guy,
Mike Caldwell? Well,
she's kind of married, so I don't know.
Hey, was anybody trying to hook up? Or any of the older singles? Or?
I think there was a couple eye contacts that maybe lingered a little too long, and the conversation went maybe a little too far, and the hand on the shoulder was a little... I'll watch a little bit of that.
I like a scenario that involves comb-overs and MILFs
together,
in a forced setting.
I do remember my 20. I'm dancing with this gal. And
I'm ready! Hi.
And she goes, we're dancing. She goes, you know, I should have told you this way back then, but when, I always wanted you to ask me out.
Mm.
Oh, and yeah. I said, we did go out.
Oh,
no.
I mean, what did she look like?
She was pretty hot. But yeah. It's just that she's like, you know, I really wish we would have gone out and it would have been so great. And I thought you were nice and everything. I said, we did go out. She goes, we did?
Desperate oh, house girl?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, that was kind of defeating. So that's what I took away from my 20. And 20, and 30 was no big deal.
Was she there for the 30?
No, she didn't come to the 30. So she could have said it all over again. We could have reenacted our big defeat. But it was pretty good. You know, like the women were okay. Nobody really got trashed out.
Craig, are you going to go to your 30? I like how we all look over at that space.
It's weird, man. He's just sitting there, roided up.
It's like doing a talk show at a wax museum.
Hold on, I missed a call.
Oh, what's up, Siri? All right, boys.
Well, hey, thank you, man. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and F you,
have
Craig.
Have a great life.
Go oh, you're not coming back?
Yeah, you know, it's week to week.
Right.
You know, we don't have any contracts. We never know until we look at the schedule.
Right.
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 But I think we'll see you. Is it next week?
I think that's Sunday. I'm going to be gone.
You're going to be gone.
Have they figured that out yet, what they're going
to
do?
I don't know. No one from the station talks to me. They contact Ben and hope Ben tells me whatever it is they're thinking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Save that nice filter.
That should tell you what the pecking order is.
Well, at least you're on one.
Yeah.
What? It'd be worse, right?
Could it?
Yeah.
Hey, 2-1-4-5
why is Theory calling both of us right now? He knows we're on the air.
Who's Theory?
Exactly.
DJ from the Coffee Nods.
Hey.
Who's Theory?
This you're
talking over 40.
The Coffee Nods. You never heard of him?
No.
He's the DJ.
Why would I?
He's
why?
The
okay.
Where are they? Are they in Tarrant County?
Then I don't know where that is.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that
anything west of DFW?
Every once in a while I hear Christine Connick reference that area, but I don't know what it
Tarrant
is.
Tarrant County?
Yeah. There's tornadoes and stuff there, right?
You can start moving out to South Lake and start checking out that area.
I should, man. By the way, do you have a realtor? I'm looking for a realtor.
Dude, I told you I know the best.
Oh, is this a little hookup on the air?
Do you have one?
Yeah, kind of do.
A really good one?
Yeah. For what? Selling or buying? Or
both, man.
Pimping?
Don't you get a deal? Let them do both?
I know. Sure. In Dallas.
Man, but it's like when a realtor's too good, they have no time for you. And you got to deal with their assistants. And their assistant's assistant.
I know. Are you dealing with a million-dollar property?
No.
Back at that strat again?
No.
Are you trying to sell my trailer to a million-dollar house?
I'm trying to sell my trailer and find an apartment.
Trying to downsize to a mansion.
That's why you can't.
I know what money you make over Channel 11.
That's why you can't get a good realtor, because no one wants to find you an apartment.
A co-op apartment, that's what you're looking for.
I've signed 6 contracts on houses this summer, and I'm 0 for 6.
Why?
The way it's worked out.
Hey, so what segment are we going to name names?
We never will.
What? No, I'm talking about something else. Oh.
Well, you better do it next, and you better do it quick.
Is it 10:30 yet?
Almost.
Hey, sports.
We've allotted enough time.
Sports to you, Rick.
Same to you, and always.
All right. Always a pleasure. And Craig?
From the heart, too.
Good to see you, too, brother.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth.
A lot of car dealers have decided they want to treat you like an employee, so they're selling cars at the prices employees pay. Volvo of Dallas sees you a little differently. They'd rather treat you like a member of the family. And I don't mean your weird Uncle Al you only see twice a year. Volvo of Dallas wants a customer for life, a family member. They strive for honesty and integrity. Face it, nobody is more honest with you than your family. And you're not getting some ordinary car or SUV. You're getting a Volvo, a family name to take pride and have confidence in. And then there's Volvo of Dallas's unquestionable quality service. Free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles with any 2005 Volvo. Sure, a lot of dealers are giving you low prices like you're an employee, but the reality is the bitterness of poor quality will last a lot longer than the sweetness of a low price. Wouldn't you rather be a member of the family? Volvo of Dallas. See them online at volvoofdallas.com. Volvo of Dallas, I-35 at Frankfurt, where family matters. Free service offer not valid with 2006 models.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your courage. I know it takes a lot to come forward and tell us the tale that you're about to tell. You were at the courthouse yesterday when Kenny Rogers was booked. Is that correct?
No.
What did you see? What kind of actions did you witness?
He treated us so badly, this so-called trainer.
Mm-hmm.
After we and fingerprinted him, produced me with his Ernst & Young.
Oh, that's uncalled for.
He earned my debt to taxes. Again, killed most of my family.
What?
Whoa. But I really miss those pants.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
He hates cameras. He confided in me. But that is why he hates Tramho Park. Because Tram is always wearing a tram around his neck.
Oh my god. He is not. He does seem to hate cameras, though.
He thinks I steal his left-handed spirit.
Oh.
The killer is going angry bad.
He's angry bad.
He bent the bars of the jail and stuck his magical hand out and grabbed my neck, claiming he felt so alive.
I don't think he was ever behind bars yesterday. And is he strong enough to bend them?
When his mugshot was taken.
Mug. Mugshot?
To attack the police photographer.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
To attack the police photographer with such violence and authority. He tied the tripod around the photog's neck like a pencil, and then thumped him on the head with a nearby law book.
Law book, okay. You all right?
I'm so upset by what I had witnessed.
Well, what else did you witness?
We did a body cavity search on TV.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm glad we did.
Why?
He tried to smuggle 3 pounds of doo-doo into the jail.
Oh, my gosh.
The audacity.
Drop Page Radio. Drop Page Radio.
And for what you'd spend on a pair of sneakers, you can be...
This is a Deep Throat informant with us. He was actually there yesterday at the courthouse when Kenny Rogers was booked. Continue, if you can, Deep Throat.
He broke free of our constables at one time, and it really scared us.
Really?
We thought he was going to make a break for it. But instead, he ran into the jail and had real quick man love to establish dominance.
I don't see how he had time to do all this stuff. Sounds like he's there for like 15 minutes.
Don't you speak.
Oh.
None of the media is safe.
What do you mean?
He made many threats to media members within the shot of my ear.
Really? Like what?
He threatened to expose my business cocaine problem.
H3, you need room. Not just for the Hummers, but also lots of nice clean floor space to gently catch all those drop jaws. Then there's the key ingredient, the Sewell commitment to service, so potent, so huge, baseball players are thinking about using it as a supplement. Hey, even though we have a couple helicopter rotors mounted to the ceiling, we never forget who our biggest fans are. Hummer. And the new Sewell Hummer showroom, like nothing else. In Dallas, now at the corner of Lemon and Lovers, in Plano on the tollway between Plano Parkway and Park, or Sewell.com.
Breaking sports news now.
It's been just over 2 weeks since training camp began in Oxnard. This figure brought to you by American Receivable and Romano's Macaroni Grill. While that might not be enough, while that might be enough time for one player to try and learn a new scheme, it's not a lot for an entire defense to learn a new system, as Brady James elaborates.
We watched film on a few 3-4 teams, so it gave us something to expect. You know, we didn't know because, like I said, it's unproven right now.
The new defense will see fresh meat in the preseason opener against the Arizona Cardinals. in Tempe at 9 tonight. Tiger Woods lowered his third-round total at the PGA Championship with a birdie on the 14th. He is now 3-under for the round and 1-over for the tournament. Phil Mickelson has the lead heading into the third, and he's currently sitting 8-under and will tee off at 2. The Rangers will try to stop a 5-game slide against the New York Yankees today at noon. Juan Dominguez will pitch for the Rangers. He's 0-2 on the year with a 5.11 ERA, while Mike Mussina will take the mound for the Yankees. The veteran sports an 11-7 record with a 4.01 ERA. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next one comes at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin in for the Ranch, Saturday mornings 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here, watch this. It's called a gay porno film.
Is you the one backstage that didn't flush?
No, sir.
Dane Wright. Shame on you.
I didn't do it. Don't say shame on me. I didn't do anything.
Warning. The following gay porno film has not been altered in any way for television viewing. In fact, if anything, it's been made more gay.
I'm just saying, I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden you
never... Wait, you've never known me to be all that athletic? What, I mean, does that sound weird?
Warning. Please disregard the previous warning. The following gay porno film has been re-altered to make it even more gay than it was. In fact, now it may be too gay for some gay people.
What is its effects?
It slows down your reaction. Your brain just can't really slows down and doesn't stop functioning, but it slows down the learning curve.
And is there any negative effects?
Warning. The following film has been re-edited for television. It is no longer gay porno.
What you want to think about is pleasant things.
My wife is dead. She died in a field.
Oh, dear.
It's no problem. I have a new wife.
Do you speak for everyone? Speak for myself.
Well, you've made your views known. Let somebody else do some of the talking now.
Talk. 10:22
on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant today. We normally do that on the last calendar Saturday of each month, but apparently, I guess Cobra Snake and Gordo are on their way to Cali.
Cali. Ochsnerd.
So we are subbing in. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin.
Hey, Ben. What's up, man?
And we have... How do you pronounce it now? Do you...
Ochsnerd?
I say Haran.
But I say it's Duran.
I say Haran.
I mean, he's
either
not...
Either way, I'm
not
very comfortable with you guys.
Wow, that's creepy.
Man.
Wow.
Thanks.
Why are you rubbing yourself when you say that? That's awkward.
Well, why not?
Good I always point. Find it weird when the board op has a bunch of creams and candles laying out when you walk in.
Yeah.
And what bean dip.
What?
Huh?
Why would you say that?
I got a certain thing I do with bean dip.
Why would you say that? That's... And, Verndon on Ticket Tickers and Traffic. What's up, dude?
Mike off!
Good morning, board.
Hey, Verndon.
I'm just like, Mike off!
You can't ruin today's skin.
I'm having
No, Brendan.
Actually, we love Brendan. We just like kicking him in the crotch.
Yep.
Now, are you guys still beefing, John? You and Verndon?
Yeah.
We're the best of friends. We formed an alliance.
Awesome. Did you let him dip in your bean dip a little bit with his two fingers put together?
Did you see the videotape?
I saw it.
All right, that's good. It's
on my blog.
Awesome.
Hey, we've got an action-packed presentation for the listener today.
That's good, Ben. That is good.
Just in time because we're on the air right now.
Awesome, man.
We're going to talk Dallas Cowboys football.
Kick ass.
They launch their preseason tonight. The game starts at 9 o'clock. It can be seen on CBS 11.
Now, you said this is Arizona's most important preseason in years. Did you know
this is, for both teams, this is the most important game
ever
of their franchise history.
Yes.
So tonight at 9 o'clock, and seriously, this is an important preseason for the Cowboys, and every game matters because of some of the scenarios we're going to get into here a little bit later. We're also going to talk about the Dallas Mavericks. Now, that's coming up at 11:10, and Skin, you're not happy with this offseason.
Then I am pissed. So I'm just going to go with that.
Okay, that's it. We're also going to talk about spider incident.
Now, that's weird that we would talk about something like that.
Listen, Skin, this is, I've told the story about the massive palm spider that was, you know, it built a web in my backyard from mm-hmm. the top of the second story down to like a patio lounger. I mean,
right.
it's only there to catch a human. That's
right.
The only reason you need a web that big.
I agree.
Did I call it a net?
No, I think you called it a web.
Okay.
An inner web.
And that scared the life out of me. And, of course, we fear the brown recluse in this region. But I had a traumatic experience that I don't think I'll ever be able to get over. And I might have to burn my house down.
Well, I'd like you to do that on the air if you do choose to do that.
But let's go ahead and table that till 10:50. Spider Talk. Make sure to make an appointment with yourself for that.
Spider Talk.
But coming up next, the Dallas Cowboys start their preseason tonight at 9:00 there in Arizona. We will tell you why this is such an important game for the Cowboys to learn some things next on the Ticket.
Let's pull it out.
What? I told him it was common knowledge. So he said he would instead set all of Deuce's wigs on fire.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. That is a threat.
And not just the male wigs.
There's others, huh?
He also threatened to mess in all of Sean Rand's hats.
Oh, that is terrible. Well, he hates the media.
He also said he would feed Newey a plate of donuts, sending his blood sugar into orbit.
Because he's diabetic, of course, yes.
He also talked about Gene McGarry.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
In such a disgusting and degrading way.
Radio. Way too high.
Ouch.
But thankfully, you don't have to take the heat of high dish rates, thanks to the cool summer savings from Charter.
Oh, that's so much better.
Save $400 when you ditch the dish and switch to Charter. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and ask for your $400 savings today. Offer expires September 1st, 2005. $400 savings available only with purchase of Charter's digital biggest package. $400 savings provided in $20 credits over 20 months. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Intralasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint, know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen need, he is the sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat sends even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-handed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41-mile-per-gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
If he doesn't, it's not
67,000. That's a big number. And that's the total number of LASIK and intralasik procedures Dr. William Booth has performed worldwide. No other LASIK surgeon has more experience than Dr. Booth. Now, here's a smaller number. 2. That's how many eyes you have. And since you only have 2 of them, why would you want to trust them to a doctor with less experience? The Booth Eye Care and Laser Center features the latest, most advanced FDA-approved vision correction technologies available, including Crystal Lens and Restore, plus affordable payment options. You'll like those numbers, too. Call the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center for a free, no-obligation consultation and see what you've been missing. Here's another number. The phone number, 214-328-0444. That's 214-328-0444.
Hi, I'm Dr. Booth. When it comes right down to it, at the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, a number is one thing you're not.
And Titan is the most torque of any full-size truck in its class. Plus, get 2% financing for 36 months or $2,500 cash back on the VA Titan King Cab. See your Nissan dealer now, because this offer ends September 6th, and that's the bottom line. Nissan, shift your ride. Class claim based on standard models under 8,500 GVWR, starting below $45,000 in Ward's large pickup segment. $1,753 per month to 1,000 borrow. Down payment may be required, subject to NMAC Tier 2 credit approval. Cash back when you purchase select new Nissan. Take delivery from new dealer stock. See dealer for details. Offers end 9605.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Tiger Woods has his work cut out for him after just making the cut yesterday. The sticker brought to you by the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dish Connection. While he still has a way to go, Tiger has cut into Phil Mickelson's lead at the PGA Championship. Through 15 holes, he has birdied 5 and bogeyed 1 to shoot a 4 under third round. He's now even for the tournament and trails Mickelson by 8 strokes. The Dallas Cowboys will start Drew Bledsoe in the preseason opener against the Arizona Cardinals. The first QB off the bench will be Tony Romo, who seems to be a step ahead of Drew Henson in his training camp. Romo has tried to improve and cites where he has.
I just think I understand what it takes before the snap of the football a lot more than I used to. And I'm understanding more what the defense is trying to do than necessarily what just we're trying to do.
The game will be televised on CBS Channel 11. The Texas Rangers pitching staff has given up a combined 50 runs on the current 5-game slide, all on the road. Manager Buck Showalter, on with Norm yesterday, explains the reasons for the pitching deficiency.
Pitching in the major leagues, in the American League, is hard to do. And that's why not just anybody can do it. But you better figure it out, or you're going to have some stretches like we're having right now.
Juan Dominguez will be the pitcher to try to stop the slide at noon in New York. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of GM, announcing the GM Total Value Promise. GM has lowered prices, added features, or redesigned over 50 2006 models, so you get more without paying more on the cars and trucks you really want. It's not a promotion, it's a promise. Our next ticker comes at 11:10, breaking sports news first. Pardon me, 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce
the Smirnoff Ice is looking for the hottest humans in Dallas-Fort Worth. Are you hot or not? Go to theticket.com for details and a chance to win a trip for two to Vegas from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The WAC is going to be at Sneaky Pete's on Monday, August 15th from 8 to 11 p.m. Register to win ticket T-shirts and Frisco Rough Rider tickets. Ticket chicks Sandy and Lisa will be there. Come out there and be a part of the Sneaky Pete's P1 Fantasy Football League. Just get out there at 7 o'clock. If you're there by 7, you'll be all right. At 7:30, Sneaky Pete's will draw 24 names, and at 8 o'clock, the scavenger hunt kicks off. The first 12 people to complete the Sneaky Pete's scavenger hunt get to be a part of the team. The P1 Whack, Monday, 8 to 11 p.m. Are you watching replays of Beltran and Cameron?
That is vicious.
It's we're talking about the collision that happened the other night in a Mets game, and Carlos Beltran basically dives full speed, and Cameron in right field dives full speed, and their faces run into each other.
Who do you throw the flag on there? It's helmet to helmet. Neither one of them are rocking helmets.
I wonder if it's, first of all, as outfielders, you should be calling it.
Right.
Somebody should call the other guy off. Problem is, they're both really center fielders. Mm-hmm. They both cover so much ground that, you know, when you're the center fielder, usually it's your right of way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've got a guy in Cameron and Wright that covers so much ground. I don't know. It's a bad deal. They both.
Hey, Skin, we are going to get into some spider talk at 10:50.
We're going to talk about the Mavs' nightmare offseason at 11:10. And we're going to talk about Garden State, the movie, at 11:30.
Dan's favorite movie.
But right now, it's time to talk Dallas Cowboys football. Their preseason officially gets underway tonight at 9 o'clock as they go to Arizona to play their first preseason game. That game can be seen on CBS 11. And I recommend just turning the TV on now. Just throw your TV on Channel 11 now and leave and watch the whole preseason festivities as well.
You know what? I'd like to make a recommendation.
Yeah.
Leave it on there all week. Just leave it on Channel 11 all week.
Why not?
Maybe through the end of sweeps. When is sweeps?
Let's see. We've got to wait till November.
I don't have a problem with that, Ben. Leave it on until the end of November.
But it doesn't matter. For the sake of this game, it's all about the overnight. So watch this game. This is a game that, you know, a lot of times you're talking preseason football. You're saying, hey, you know, who cares?
If you're Norm, you bet on it.
I don't really need to watch it. It's preseason. Nothing's going to happen. But not this year. Not for these Dallas Cowboys. Dude, they have several positions that are still up in the air. They've got the backup quarterback position. They've got the right guard position. They've got free safety, the third wide receiver. There's a lot of things up in the air. Not only that, but, you know, there's so many new players on this team. There's, you know, you could have anywhere from 8 to 10 new starters.
And many of those starters might be rooks, Ben. We're talking rooks.
So for a lot of people, this is the first chance to really see what some of these new Dallas Cowboys look like and play like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Parcells is going to be watching like the rest of us because everyone talks about, hey, it's one thing to do it in practice, but to be in a game situation, that's something different entirely. So there's a lot to see tonight.
Yeah, there is a lot to see. I think there's also a lot to get ready to jump off a cliff about. Now, let's not be overly reactionary here, but I think tonight is the beginning of a long season of more quarterback frustration. I really am, I don't want to say nervous, but I'm mentally preparing myself. I think that they've made such strides in so many areas where they've added some talent, and it gets you excited, but the bottom line is they still have a disaster brewing at quarterback.
And you're not even talking about the backup quarterback situation.
I'm talking about, yes, the backup, but mainly Bledsoe. I'm not convinced that they're going to be able to get anything done with Bledsoe. Buffalo couldn't get anything done with it. What did I see? Bledsoe hadn't been to the playoffs since 98. Is that what I saw? Is that accurate? Has it really been 7 years since that dude went to the playoffs?
Well, I think that you don't have to have a great quarterback in the system that Parcells is going to try to run. And I think that he can do it. Now, it may just be blind optimism, cowboy homerism, but, you know, the running game is going to be really good.
Yeah.
The running game is going to be really good. Julius Jones, obviously, phenomenal year last year for the portion in which he played. Marion Barber looks great. The A-Train. They've got Marco Rivera to help with the line. They got Dan Campbell back. They should be able to run the ball better and control the clock. And, you know, basically, Bledsoe's only got to be a caretaker at this point. And I think he's good enough to do that. But
I hope
there's no case there. There's no case study where, I can look at these statistics and say, well, this tells me definitively he's going to be great. But I just have a hunch. I just think he's going to be okay.
One of the things that worries me is you know, take it back to the last time the Cowboys played Buffalo and they just blitzed his ass. And I think he threw for 104 yards that day. They absolutely... And that's why there's no talk anymore of Larry Allen possibly moving back out to that tackle. They got to keep him inside to protect Bledsoe. It's not for the running game. It's to protect Bledsoe. And you look at last year, you know, we talked about the problem of having Vinny back there. I actually think even though Bledsoe is 6 years younger, 7 years younger, I think you're worse off in that scenario.
You got worse off with Bledsoe than with Vinny?
I'm talking about just from a mobility standpoint.
Wow.
I'm talking, he's got a guy who has a history of holding on to the ball too long. Now, I know, and Parcells has thrown it out there over and over in the press conference the last couple of weeks, talking about the length of Bledsoe's leash and how he's just going to try and have it to where those, to where Bledsoe doesn't have the ball long enough. But doesn't that sound real similar to what they, when they just stripped things down for Quincy because they didn't want him making decisions? It's almost a similar situation. I know they have a different skill set, but I really do worry. I would love for it to work out, and it's not like, you know, Bledsoe has had success in the past, but it is way far in the past. And everyone pretty much knows you just send pressure at him. He's not going to be able to move out of the pocket. I mean, basically the load is completely on Julius Jones. He's got to make up for Bledsoe's inadequacies.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that we still have to see. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, if Bledsoe completely sucks, then everyone will be like, oh, my God, I knew he was going to suck. This is ridiculous. How can they go into the season with him? But if he can recapture some magic with Parcells, and if Parcells knows exactly how to utilize him and they're able to run, that's an if-bomb minefield. But if those things happen, then, hey, he could be all right, and then you're saying, well, yeah, of course, we knew he was going to be decent because he's got a track record. He just has fallen off a bit of late. But you're right. He's got no mobility. He's a statue back there. But Vinny wasn't exactly a scrambler. I don't know. I'm optimistic, man. I just think a running game opens up so many things, and they've definitely got a running game. They're going to have a great running game this year. They're going to be able to control the clock, and I'm optimistic, man.
I want to be optimistic. I really do. I want to think to myself, okay, because I am excited about the other positions. But again, you know, I still think they have huge issues at wide receiver. I mean, I don't know that I think it's safe to assume that, you know, Glenn's pretty fragile. He's definitely proven that. That's your really only speed. They're talking about Patrick Creighton possibly being that third receiver.
That's the one position that I wish they would have addressed more. That and free safety.
And you can't do everything. And they at least got after some defensive pressure, and they got after improving their cornerbacks. And I think that those were the most desperate situations that they had. But again, you know, we traded Antonio Bryant for Quincy Morgan, and they're talking about Patrick Creighton's being better than him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point does a guy put it together? Morgan's been in the league long enough. At what point does a guy put it together? So you really don't have any kind of, I would say, reliable wide receiver threat. I mean, Keyshawn is solid, but he's not going to do anything special for you. I think he had a year last year beyond what they really expected. You've got to feel good about Witten. Obviously, you feel good about Julius Jones, but I almost, you know, I think, you know, when I listen to Cowboy people, man, talking, I think there's over-optimism, because I still think there's a lot of issues that have to be addressed, and even the things that they have addressed, like you said, they've addressed them with new guys, including rookies. I mean, aren't we expecting a lot out of DeMarcus Ware?
Yeah, we're expecting a lot out of a lot of these guys, you know, you look around the league, and every team has trouble. Every team has problems, and look at the Eagles right now. They're a complete wreck. Because of T.O., and I just think that anything is possible in this day and age in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Are the cards stacked against the Cowboys because all the if bombs out there and all the things they have to overcome? Certainly. But at the same time, the reason I'm optimistic is because the Cowboys were so active in the offseason.
Oh, I agree.
Dragging out and spent so much money. And we complained last year about all the holes that they needed to fill. And they damn near filled all of them. And so, you know, whether they addressed them correctly, we don't know, and we'll start to find out tonight. But at least they went out and addressed them. And so for that, I'm optimistic, because what they've been running out there the last couple of years has just been dreadful. So at least they've tried to switch it up.
Yeah, I feel really confident that their pass defense will be a lot better this year. I feel really good about that. And again, you know, like you said, they have addressed some issues. And I, I guess what it comes down to is the standards around here are so high because we have seen such good football. When I look at it, I still think they're far away from that. Now, when you can turn around and look at the rest of the NFC, and there's probably three or four teams that you can clearly say are better. I mean, the rest of the NFC is nothing special, but there's still a lot for the Cowboys to work out, and it starts tonight. Let's go to some calls. Let's go to Human on line one. You're on with Ben and Skin on the ticket.
Hello, Lo.
Hello.
I'm thinking Cowboys win the East this year. I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God.
I understand that Corby and Gordon will have blood cans in the end zone this year, and I've confirmed this when I had dinner with Jerry Jones. We split a hit of blotter acid as well and had a good talk. He confirmed yes, and they won't be scored upon this year.
What? How is that blotter working out these days?
Lovely.
Nice. Stay hard, dude. Let's go to Tom on line three. Follow up that sports call.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys talking about the Cowboys season and train wreck that, you know, what he was expecting. What would you have done as far as going out and get a quarterback other than Bledsoe? What else is out there? What would you have done in the draft?
No, I think that's a valid point, but again, I'm not even convinced. That's why I'm not saying that the Cowboys made a mistake. I'm just saying that's why the level of optimism should be tempered, because you can't even convince me that Bledsoe is better than Vinny. I think if Vinny had a healthy Julius Jones and they didn't rely on Vinny to throw it so much, you're talking about the same scenario as you are talking about going into this year, are you not?
I don't think so. I like Bledsoe way more than Vinny. Vinny's 90.
They've got the same numbers. Their numbers are identical.
Yeah, but at what point is Vinny going to keep putting up the exact same numbers? I mean, now he's 50. It's a year later.
But don't you think Bledsoe's not going to get any better?
For age alone, I would say that I would go, just on age alone, if nothing else, I would go with Bledsoe. And I think Bledsoe's had more success in leading teams to successful seasons. For me, there's no question. I like Bledsoe way more than I like Vinny.
And let me make this straight. I'm not saying Vinny over Bledsoe. I'm saying they're the same thing. I'm saying if all the complaining we did last year about Vinny, just look at the numbers. It's the same.
There's not a huge deal.
More fumbles for Bledsoe, more sacks for Bledsoe.
It's not a huge difference, but at the same time, I agree with what the caller said. You know, there's nothing else out there. And rather than watch Vinny play for another year, I'd like to see, I'm all for the change and seeing if Parcells can do something, seeing if that relationship that they've had and working together can lead to Bledsoe being more successful. If Parcells can create the right situation, I mean, for me, Vinny has absolutely no upside. At that point in his career, he can only go downhill. I mean, Bledsoe, if he can recapture it somehow, he could play another 5 or 6 years.
He'd
still be 4 years younger than Vinny.
Bledsoe is 1 year away from the age when Troy Aikman retired.
And Aikman could have played for many more years if he didn't have a broken spine.
Yeah, but we were bagging on Aikman at the end of his career. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of quarterbacks play well later in their career. You're clamoring for Vinny, and he's 90.
No, I'm not clamoring for Vinny. I'm saying it's the same thing. I'm saying if we're going to talk about, hey, let's be optimistic about the Cowboys, their quarterback situation, statistically, it's the exact same.
Well, you're not really going out on a limb there, Skin, because
Bledsoe was good 7 years ago?
You're not really going out on a limb, though. I mean,
if we had Bledsoe 7 years ago, I'd be pumping my fist with optimism.
But right, but you're not really going out on a limb saying that that's a situation that didn't improve much. I mean, nobody's saying...
I agree with you. The quarterback is a problem. But that's why I'm not optimistic.
But who's dumping Gatorade on themselves and saying, hey, we've got Bledsoe, so we're going to win it all?
I don't know that anybody is. I'm just saying, when I look at the team and I look at the quarterback situation being virtually the same, I think, well, I don't know how optimistic I can get about this. Unless Julius Jones stays healthy all year long and goes for 14 or 1,500 yards, I think you have the same situation you've had the last several years.
Well, let's continue to track it. Let's continue to track it, because if Bledsoe has a good year this year, I want you to make a public apology.
To who?
Public.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
Okay, good. Coming up next, a spider incident happens at the Bellagio in Frisco.
Are you ready for some football?
The Ticket football season has officially started with the debut of the Coors Light Guy's Guide to Football. Fun facts and features about the upcoming fall season, like ticket checks in various states of locker room undress, St. Jerry's open letter to the fans, ticket host pigskin prediction, and ticket checks in various states of locker room undress.
Yeah.
Pick up your copy now at any ticket roadshow or at the Mothership on Naples. From the station that thinks that the 3-4 comes after the old 1-2.
Ow!
There are a lot of people out there that want to help you manage your money. Everybody wants you to buy their advice or just write them a check and let them invest your money for you. But is that really the best thing for you? Maybe you're better off managing your own money. With just a little help, you could trade your own money and cut out the middleman. If you think you need that help, let us tell you about the Online Trading Academy. They're not brokers looking to grab your money. They're not salesmen peddling books, software, tapes, or some magical system to manage your money. All they are is an independent training school. All they want to do is teach you the skills to trade your own money and eliminate the middleman. If you're interested, click on the OTA logo right now. Call 888-OTA-ATTEND or log on to tradingacademy.com/attend. That's how you can find out about the Online Trading Academy and their Power Trading Workshop. That's where they'll teach you the skill to trade your own money, and most importantly, the skill of not losing money. They're not middlemen. They don't want your 401k balance, and they're not beholden to any financial institution, bank, fund, company, or theory. The Online Trading Company is just there to help you control your money. If you're interested, click on the OTA logo right now. Call 888-OTA-ATTEND or log on to tradingacademy.com/attend.
Oh, boy, Rafferty, come on in. Get on in here. Welcome to my home again.
Thanks. That's a nice place you got here, Greggo.
Oh, yeah. You know, nice I do place. What I can.
I appreciate you putting up so many pictures of me. There's as many pictures of me as there is Elvis.
Oh, you like that? The wall-to-wall pictures? Yeah, that's the way I do it.
That's really nice.
I alternate every other one. Rafferty, Elvis, Mama. Rafferty, Elvis, Mama. Rafferty, Elvis, Mama.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's a little bit. Kind of creepy. All right, so time for your weekly massage. Just get over here on the old massage table.
That's
start your weekly massage here. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're tense.
That's not my back.
Sorry. I meant to say, turn on over. All right. Get there. All right. There you are. You're on the front. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, this feels good.
Gregor, it's not supposed to make you feel good.
No.
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The
Tickets Drop Page Radio. Greg, that's supposed to make you feel good.
Sorry, forgot. Yeah, well, I want to let you know here, Rafferty, that I'm using a new salve that you can see here.
Well, hold on. What's in that thing? The last thing I need is to have some sort of banned substance in there and test positive.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's just got some lanolin and some lidocaine and some real hemi bark and some of Clyde's dung. Some of mine. Tin storage dilute. Plant rhodesic. This is all my own recipe.
No,
it's got a little angel dust in it and the ground up bones of John Ritter. Just standard stuff.
Oh, all right, go ahead,
it's my own recite.
Yeah.
All right,
Recite.
Okay, there we go. Let me slap some on you. Get something. Yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, God, you're so great, Robbie. Oh, I just love you.
Oh,
that's saying a lot
for me, because
I grew up hating Mexicans.
I'm not from Mexico, I'm from Cuba.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Pay the hurt people.
Also, Ricardo Mayorga facing this.
I'm not from Mexico, I'm from Cuba.
Oh, really? Is that right? What town is that in Mexico?
It's a country.
country. I love country. George Strait, Randy Travis, George Jones, all that, you know.
No, that's not that.
Should have been a cowboy. Oh, did that hurt you?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not talking about country music so much. Yeah.
Just relax,
never mind.
Rafferty. You just sweet relax. Just go. Just close your pretty little brown eyes.
I'm so tired.
Just go to sleep.
It's so tiring being a Latin ball player.
Rafferty? Rafferty, you asleep? Good, Rafferty's asleep. I'm now going to use my little girl Grego's super strong steroid cream and get this Mexican to 3,000 hits as fast as possible.
Drop Page Radio. Drop Page Radio.
Chance to win up to $20,000. Who wouldn't want to?
Oh, no, that's not why I'm buying it.
Huh?
I have Lucy has 5 different tickets, each with a different picture of yours truly. Like this one with Ethel and me at the Chocolate Factory. Look. Don't it look adorable?
Oh, brother.
Scratch the new $2 I Love Lucy ticket today and win up to $20,000.
Overall odds of winning any cash prize in I Love Lucy are 1 in 4.25, including break-even prices. A scratch-off game may continue to be sold even when all the top prizes have been claimed. Visit txlottery.org or call 1-800-37-LOTTO for more information. Must be 18 years or older to purchase a lottery ticket. Texas Lottery supports Texas education.
When we say sports, you say now.
Ticket Ticker.
After a disappointing 2004 season, the Dallas Cowboys have lots of room for improvement. This ticker brought to you by the man's best friend in Grey Goose Vodka. The preseason opener for the Cowboys is tonight at 9 against the Arizona Cardinals. Some surprise starters for Bill Parcells include Keith Davis at free safety, Andre Girard at center, and Rob Petitti at right tackle.
I got to find out who's going to be dependable, who's going to be the guy, you know. I know pretty much what Bowlers can do, so now I'm getting these three other guys. We'll see.
You can catch the first game of the preseason on CBS Channel 11. Tiger Woods is even at the PGA Championship. He has shot a 4-under for the third round through 16 holes. Leaders Phil Mickelson and Jerry Kelly tee off this afternoon at 2. Rex Grossman becomes the first preseason's major injury for the second year in a row. He will be sidelined for a long period of time. This time around, he sidelined for a broken ankle in a 17-13 loss to St. Louis and is expected to miss 3 to 4 months. That's the Ticket Ticker. Next ticker comes at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're not your girlfriend. We're not your wife. We're not going to tell you what to do. It's your life. We just fill it full of sports talk. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:56 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next at 11:10, we're going to get into the Mavs' nightmare offseason. Skin is pissed.
I'm furious.
But right now. No, I need... What music is that?
Spider-Man.
Haran.
Hey, got that over.
All right.
Hey, start that over.
I need scarier music than that. I need some scary music. It's 10:56 on The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin bringing you Spider Talk.
Yes!
And I fear the spider. I fear the brown recluse spider. Here in Texas, it's a prevalent spider.
That's not very scary.
And
I challenge the spider to come get me. So,
you know... We knew a girl when we were growing up that was bit in the face by a spider, and it turned her into Frankenstein.
That girl's name was Tommy Daniels.
And Tommy Daniels was also bitten by a brown recluse that digs a... You know, it, the poison just gets in your body, and it digs a hole in your flesh. It's just it's a terrible, terrible situation.
A little tiny dig dug comes out of the spider and just starts going to town on you.
They're not big spiders. I don't want any spiders in my house, basically. I don't want to be around spiders. That's one of the reasons why I backed off on my interest in being around a lake.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up.
Because there's spiders everywhere around water.
Spiders love the boating life.
But I don't want to see spiders, and it's so bad that I had two pest control companies working on my house at the same time. I had two annual contracts because I wanted to make sure I killed everything.
It's just like, though, two positives sometimes make a negative, Ben.
You can't kill a spider just by laying out insecticide and hoping that it walks over the insecticide and then dies.
So right.
You either got to spray it directly or you set up these glue traps that they step into and then they just die there.
Right.
Because they're stuck. So
is there spiders?
Spiders are hard to kill, but... Anyways, the other day, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, I was it was about 7:50 a.m. I was walking out to my car, getting ready to leave to go into work, and I noticed underneath my garage, you know, where the railing on your garage door, there's some wood there that the railing has to be attached to. So the left side of my garage, right underneath the wood kind of beam that holds that railing, there's a small space between the garage, the edge of the garage floor, and that wood. And I saw something there that looked like a spider. And I thought, you know, a lot of times I see things that I think are spiders and they're not.
Acid.
So I just think, you know, okay, that's not a spider. That was my first instinct. Wow, that looks like a spider, but it's not one. Just thinking it was too big. Maybe it was a leaf laying there in some weird way or something. And then I took a couple more steps and doubled back and kind of looked at it again, and I was like, oh, my God, that's a huge spider.
Give me a size. Estimate a size.
I would say about the size of a midget hand.
Give me the size of a midget hand. Estimate that for me.
About the size of a 9-year-old's hand.
Oh, okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, I work at a daycare.
That's uncomfortable. For me.
But anyway, so it was these huge spider legs, and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's an enormous spider. So my initial thought is I need to get out of here immediately. So I run off kind of make my distance, and I start looking at it again, and I'm like, oh my God, that spider's enormous. It's hiding under a acorn or something. I don't know what the hell. It was hiding under a leaf.
Might have been working out, like doing presses on the acorn.
It was weird because I could just see the legs. I couldn't see the body of it. And I was like, well, it's hiding under something. It's enormous, you know, and it wasn't moving at all. And I looked a little closer, and I was like, maybe it's not hiding under something. Maybe that's all spider meat. Maybe it's some weird kind of tarantula where that's the spider body, because the body of it, in this case, looked way bigger than the legs even. So I'm like, man, this is a weird spider, but it's definitely not welcome in my house. So I have Spider Killer Plus everywhere in my house. I have cans of it.
Is that something real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Raid, but for spiders.
Okay, guys.
Spider Killer Plus. So I go over on one of the shelves in my garage, and I grab the Spider Killer Plus, and I go over to it, and I get in near the spider. I'm like, no way I'm letting this thing live in my house. And so I kind of get close to it, and I spray the spider killer. The second any of the liquid dust from the powder or whatever, as soon as that spider killer spray hits the spider, man, all insanity broke out. Because I soon discovered that it wasn't spider meat, it wasn't a body, but it was 1,000 baby spiders that were on the back of this spider.
Wow.
So the second the spray hit them, those spiders just jumped off and went crazy. These tiny, tiny spiders that were the smallest spiders I've ever seen, they just started dispersing.
Little assassin spiders.
Probably about 70 of them, really, 70 or 80.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they jump off, and they're just spreading out. And like the big mother spider, I soon saw her real size, and she was huge.
Wow.
Too. And so all
is
those
pissed?
All those spiders got off her back, and she was pissed. But she waited to let them get off before she took off.
Mm-hmm.
So once they kind of filed off, she took off. And I let out a noise that, I mean, it's 8 in the morning. It's dead quiet in my neighborhood. And they must have thought somebody had been it was like a, the most horrifying, you know, just biatch-like yell.
Someone probably thought a gay transaction just happened.
Probably. Or someone was shot or something. It was, I yelped out. I mean, I saw, it was like 1,000 spiders were coming out of nowhere from every angle. So I was like, oh my God, I've got to get in there and kill those baby spiders immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back in, and I just start gunning down that area with all those tiny spiders. And, you know, they're so little, I don't think their immune systems were that strong yet. And they pretty much died
on
the spot. That's
violent and sad.
The other, the mother spider takes off and starts climbing up my fence. And I'm like, man, that thing is huge. And, of course, I'm fearing the spider jump at that point.
Oh, yeah.
At any point.
Then you have to.
So I just empty this whole can of spider killer on the spider. It's on my fence. I mean, it takes a whole can. It falls off the fence. Eventually, the spider starts walking around. It's like taking a bath in the stuff. It's not affecting it. But eventually, its front legs stop working, and it's still trying to walk around, so it looks like it's drunk. The spider flips over. I'm still just gunning it. The can's almost empty at that point. I've got it upside down, and it starts spewing out white goo from the egg pouch area that it must have had. That just, and so it's spitting out white goo.
Do you really have to make this sexual? I don't know.
Mark that.
It's weird.
And
can we talk about spider sex on air?
And so it flips back over and starts taking off again. I spray it down. Finally, I'm like, oh my God, I get a garden hose, and I chop it with a garden hose, and it hops up in the air about, you know, because the impact of the garden hose, and I yelp, let out another yelp.
How did that sound?
And at this point, I'm wearing a suit, and I'm covered in sweat.
Right.
I'm out, because I've been out here battling the spider and its army, And I just got to say, man, it's one of the most traumatic experiences I've ever had as a spider hater.
Is it, what was the trauma involved in the fact knowing that you killed so many young, innocent spiders so violently?
It was the thought that there could be 1,000 spiders in my garage right now had I not killed those spiders.
No, they're still there.
And you know, and those spiders, when you see one in your house, you're like, oh, one of them got in here. You don't think that it came with 150 other ones, and it, you know, they were all on some massive spider's back at one point.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I don't even know if I can go back home ever again.
So you're just going to burn your house down.
I moved into a hotel and haven't been home. We've got a caller here who owns a tarantula or owned a tarantula. Let's go to James in Arlington. You're on Ben and Skin on the Ticket.
Hello, James.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, you know, spiders, they're really not that bad. They're like nature's exterminators inside your house. You know, they eat insects that come out at nighttime, and they're not going to bother you unless you bother them. I mean, they're creatures that are not going to, they're not going to provoke anything. They only bite something that they can eat, or unless they feel like they're threatened by somebody.
Dude, they are threatened by me. We have a war going on, and I don't care what they, those other bugs that aren't spider-like are welcome at my house.
See, James, don't you, and you obviously, you're a man that knows a lot about spiders, and it can be proven because it says it on the screen here.
Yes,
but
sir.
Don't spiders talk amongst each other, and don't you think the other spiders in the neighborhood now know that Ben is fighting with them? Don't you think that they're plotting to storm his crib?
Well, you know, that's a very good point, because once you start a war with spiders, they do have like an internet where they go on and they let every other spider in the neighborhood know that, the, you know, here is a threat. They're not going to let us come and breed in his garage, and if we
they're
going to kill us.
Thank you. Did you let your tarantula crawl all over you?
No, I didn't. I didn't let it really crawl on me, but a tarantula is a very different spider than what you're describing. They're very intelligent, for one thing, and like I said, you know, most of the knowledge I have on spiders is based on tarantulas, and if you don't threaten it, and if you don't try to, you know, you mess with it in any way, it's not going to harm you. It's just like a snake, you know, if you walk through tall grass, and a snake, you know, is around you or whatever, it bites you.
Dude, I don't want to mess with spiders, but if I'm putting on a shirt and there's a spider in it, it's going to think I'm messing with him. I might as well eliminate that possibility by getting all spiders away from my house.
Well, another thing, a spider's not going to get into your shirts. It's going to stay in reclusive areas. It's going to stay where you're not even going to know it's there. You know, I mean, you said that you walked through your garage and you saw it sitting there, and then you had to kind of like do a double take and kind of figure out exactly what you had seen. If you would have never seen it in the first place, you probably, to this day, wouldn't even know it was ever there.
That's what's horrifying.
What if Ben's shirts are made of spider webs and spider porn?
Wait,
is there a greater chance?
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Do you think it was a wolf spider? Is that, or do all spiders have eggs and just drop
babies? Where do you live? Do you live in a neighborhood that's been, like, newly developed?
Yeah, I live in Frisco.
Okay, so what has happened there probably is that, you know, the natural climate has been disrupted, and these spiders are going places where they normally wouldn't go, trying to seek, you know, shelter and trying to, you know, do what they do. You know, they go out, they breed, they eat, you know, they do what everything does. It tries to maintain the lifestyle.
You're listening to continuing coverage of Spider Talk with spider expert James from Arlington. James, how did you get so spidery?
Well, I was Spider-Man at one time, but this was a long time ago, back in the 60s.
Okay, he lost me there. Ben, I'm terrified.
Dude,
I'm very worried about you. You're probably going to die this weekend.
Here's the size. Let me give you another instance of the size.
Can I say my goodbyes to you now?
Put four poker chips, you know, side by side by side by side in a square.
Okay.
It was about that area. It was about, I mean, it was a large spider, and you know, tons of little tiny spiders that came off of it. And, you know, I'm sorry if you're a spider lover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't mean to offend you, and I'm sure spider lovers everywhere are upset that I just killed all those spiders. But, you know what, man? They're not welcome at my house, and I've made that clear. And if any other spiders want to bring it, go ahead and bring it on.
Hey, Ben, I know we're up against it, but this sounds like a really important call. Todd and McKinney, you're on with Spider Talk with Ben.
Ben, don't you know that killing these spiders is going to make Spider-Man come and get you?
Damn it. Spider-Man humor is not funny.
It's Jerron's fault.
Jerron, what are you doing, dude?
Try this guy, see if he's got anything.
Okay, here's an important call from Jeff. He knows a lot about spiders.
Hey, Jeff.
Am I on?
No, dude, you're suddenly just having a conversation with the hold system here at the station.
You're about to be on.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. You're on now.
Okay, hey, I just wanted to let you know that the spiders...
That call sucked. Coming up next, we talk about a terrible Mavericks offseason right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
The Ticket.
Good P1s listen to The Ticket at least 3 hours a day at either 1310 AM, 104.1 FM, or on the World Wide Web at theticket.com.
Theticket.com.
Listen all day to The Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, The Hardline, and the P1's Wild Ass Circus. Hot sports opinions on our teams in our town. Listening longer works better. If you don't do it, we'll find someone who can.
Hey, Texas, let's get high together.
Sports Radio 1310.
The Ticket. Theticket.com.
What do we have here? What kind of presentation have I stumbled upon?
Oh, my God, Ryan, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cheat on you.
Drango, it looks like you're engaged in a little flagrante delicto.
Oh, I just got my new cream all over Rafi. I didn't mean to do anything to upset you, Ryan. How can I make it up to you?
How can you make it up to me? I'll tell you what, Drango. Lay down in that bed right next to him and get ready.
Oh, Ryan! Oh, no, Ryan! Oh,
hand me that tube of Sumset. There.
You hurt me, Ryan.
Yes.
You hurt me.
Oh, happy day!
Radio.
Keep moving.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to freemantoyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
A lot of car dealers have decided they want to treat you like an employee. So they're selling their cars at the prices employees pay. Think about it, an employee. Volvo of Dallas sees you a little differently. They'd rather treat you like a member of the family, a customer for life. So they give you great prices with all of the gimmicks. The 2006 models are in now, so you can get some amazing family deals at Volvo of Dallas on 2005 models, like a Volvo S80 T6, now $14,000 off MSRP, a 2005 S60, $7,000 off MSRP, and the 2005 XC90 as low as $419 a month for 48 months with $3,500 down and TTNL. All 2005 models come with free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Quality. Integrity. It's a Volvo. Remember, the bad taste of poor quality lasts a lot longer than the sweetness of a low price. So be a member of the family. Volvo of Dallas. See them online at volvoofdallas.com. I-35 in Frankfort, where family matters.
The biggest ideas to come out of Dallas are the Calatrava Bridges, beautiful arcs of white that will reach impossibly high.
School of the Performing and Visual Arts. You know, it's been the training ground for three multiple Grammy award-winning
artists have made the entrance to Deep Ellum a wave of graffiti, a colorful icon that lures thousands of upscale shoppers a year to Neiman Marcus, the fashion center
court where Dallas has shown some real depth this year thanks to the solid
marble that sculptors Jesus Morales carved into a
thick and juicy five-star steak at the largest private auto show in the nation with over 700 vehicles on display.
The grandeur, grace, and design. So that these new bridges will really show how big we think in
Dallas. A city built on big ideas that makes a big impression. On those who come to see our swagger, on those dreaming up the next big thing. Let our nightlife draw the big idea out of you. With hundreds of live music acts and more restaurants per capita than New York, there's always another way to live large and think big. Log on to visitdallas.com for details.
And check images, which lets you access digital images of your check.
Think you've become pretty good at negotiating car deals if you were using someone else's money? Then chances are you could become pretty good at trading stocks online if you could use someone else's money, right? But hey, what kind of idiot would let you use his money for practice? Well, that idiot is Vince Rowe, and he's no idiot. He's president of Online Trading Academy Texas, and he's so confident that he can teach you how to trade your own money and eliminate the middleman that when you attend his online trading course, he'll let you use his trading accounts to teach you how to trade successfully. He'll show you the free tools on the internet that'll teach you to do just what your financial advisor does. If your financial advisor has ever uttered crap like dollar cost averaging, buy and hold, or we beat this industry average, then it's time to take control of your money and trade it yourself. Vince will teach you, and you'll even get to use his money to learn how to trade. Find out more at the Power Trading Workshop going on this week. Sign up now by clicking on the OTA logo on your screen, or by calling 888-OTA-ATTEND, or by logging on to tradingacademy.com/attend. 888-OTA-ATTEND, or click on the logo on your screen. 888-OTA-ATTEND, or online at tradingacademy.com/attend.
Because of safety. It's also attractive because it's attractive, with sculpted curves and a Scandinavian-designed interior.
Check out the available all-wheel drive and D5 turbo.
But I just want crab.
Check it out now.
The 2006 S40 Sports Sedan. Safety is a beautiful thing.
Test drive one at your Volvo retailer now.
Lease the new 2006 Volvo S40 2.4i ASR, well equipped, for $359 a month for 36 months. $4,204 due at lease signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. See your Dallas-Fort Worth area Volvo retailer or call 877-24-VOLVO. Ticket Sports News now.
Tiger's rapidly improved his standing at the PGA Championship. The sticker brought to you by the McClellan Guns and Grey Goose Vodka. He was near the bottom of the leaderboard at the start of the day, but a 4-under third round has shot him up 39 places into a tie for 23rd. Overall, he's even through the tournament 8 strokes behind the leader, Phil Mickelson, who will start his third round at 2 this afternoon. The first preseason game for the Cowboys sits just hours away. While the injury number hasn't been huge for this year's training camp, there are a few guys who are nicked up. Guys like Jason Ferguson and Marcus Spears are likely out, but Coach Bill Parcells hasn't ruled out their playing.
You can't protect those players. I mean, you can reduce their workload, and if that's protecting them, I would rather deem that a little bit more judicious use of your assets.
You can see if those guys play tonight against the Arizona Cardinals at 9. The Texas Rangers began their 13-game road trip with 5 losses. The lowest run total given up in that time has been yesterday's 6 against the New York Yankees. Juan Dominguez will try to buck that trend and break the 5-game slide. He comes into the game with an 0-2 record and a 5.11 ERA. Mike Mussina takes the hill for the Yankees. He has a record of 11-7 and an ERA of 4.01. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next one comes at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin in for the rant Saturday mornings and noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
If your attendance has been spotty at recent ticket events, make plans now to be at Girls Night Out, Thursday, August 25th at Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison, and live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin filling in for that out, and we will be on until noon today. Coming up at 11:30, we'll talk about Dan McDowell's favorite movie, a movie he can't recommend to you enough. We will get into that in great depth. Also, I want to mention there's some really good shows coming in town, and one of them my buddy Jimmy got me tickets for, so shout out to Jimmy for getting us Dubs tickets. But also for you hip-hop heads, Ben, De La Soul Common, and John Legend, I believe, are Monday night. Trying to figure out a way to weasel in. If you want to give me a free ticket, call me. And also, The Greatness of Little Brother will be coming, I think, on the 24th. So for all you underground hip-hop heads, make sure and look out for those shows. And, of course, if you have an in on tickets, call your boy Skin. Just go to my blog, and you can reach me through there. It has been an off season of little action for the Dallas Mavericks, Ben. That is until yesterday, I guess, when we got news that the Mavericks have gone out and gotten a really old, tired player to add to their rotation for overpaying teams that suck.
I'm excited if Doug Christie comes here. Obviously, not for the money, I guess, if it's $3 million and they're not going to do anything else with that $5 million exception, but I like Christie as a player.
I do too. I think he's fine. I think
I like him better than Finley.
I don't. But I do like, I have no problem with adding Doug Christie to the roster. The problem I have is the order in which this thing was done. So you have your mid-level exception, which even people that aren't salary cap nerds understand the mid-level exception. Every team can, even if they're over the cap, can sign a guy or break it up to a couple of guys for $5 million a year. So they use $3 million, supposedly. Now, this is being reported by most media outlets, but they can't even sign the guy yet because he has to clear waivers. Supposedly, they're using $3 million of their $5 million allotment on a guy in Doug Christie who I don't know that there's going to be much activity for him on the open market anyways. His agent already came out and said he wanted to be a Dallas Maverick, and that leaves him with $2 million to try and address a much more glaring need, and that is inside presence. Who is their backup center right now?
DJ Binga.
Okay. I think that DJ Binga has a chance to be a contributor in this league someday, but I think that we all know that if we're going to depend on him for minutes, that's an issue. If we have a situation where we can give him some minutes and get him up to speed, that's great, because I think one day he can contribute. But if what was the, in your opinion, I'll just say it my way, you can tell me what you think. I think the number one problem that the Mavericks faced in the postseason was Dampier's foul trouble. When he was on the floor, they were competitive. When he wasn't, they weren't. So what do? You need to get some, you need to get a decent presence to provide you with some insurance minutes there. And there was talk about Stephen Hunter. I know Norm threw a fit yesterday when they didn't get Stephen Hunter, and I would have loved to have Stephen Hunter here. But again, you don't. They're letting Allen Henderson go. Not that Allen Henderson's some showstopper, but where is the interior help? Your power forwards are Keith Van Horn and Dirk Nowitzki, two guys that aren't, typical banging power forwards. Where is your interior strength? Where is your depth? And now they've put themselves behind the eight ball. Unless they are going to make a trade, they're not, with what's left of the exception, they're not going to be able to go out there and get any kind of a guy that can really have an impact on the floor inside for them. They should have signed Doug Christie after they addressed their big man needs.
Well, if they, the whole thing with Hunter, he only signed
It's 5 years and $16.5 million. I don't know how it's structured, but it's basically $3.5 million a year.
That's not that much.
No.
And so I'm thinking the Mavericks decided that they didn't want him.
I think you're exactly right. I know that we always saw names out there for Stephen Hunter that the Dallas Mavericks were interested, but I have to assume that myself, Finn, because it's like this. If they do plan on cutting or trading Finley either way, and with the signing of, or the announcement, or however this broke, that they are going to sign Christie, I think it's pretty clearly evident that Finley is gone. So if they are going to let him go, part of the reason of that was, wasn't it to have more financial flexibility to sign some guys? So if the difference in signing Stephen Hunter, even if you want to make the argument, hey, Stephen Hunter is overpaid at 3.5, well, if you sign him at 4.5 over 5 years, that's $5 million extra over 5 years. You're saving that in 1 year of salary tax by cutting Finley, are you not? Where do the savings come in? Where's the flexibility? I don't see where it's coming in.
Do you think that the Mavs are in it, that maybe have something working for McGlure?
It's possible.
Is Dampier from Louisiana?
No, he's from Mississippi.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. We've talked on the show before. We both love McGlure. We'd love to get him in here. One of the rumors that I've seen, it was in the paper today, that I would love, but when I analyze it, I just don't see why Portland would do this. But the idea of trading Finley for Theo Ratliff, they're similar contract-wise. Finley actually ends up making, over the course of 3 years, an extra, I believe, $14 million or $15 million in Theo Ratliff. But I don't know why Portland would want that unless they're just dying to have some outside shooting, or they would want us to take Reuben Patterson off him as well. If you can move Finley for Theo Ratliff, then I have no problem with not going after a big man with your exception first. Again, Doug Christie is a guy who's 35. He's on the downside of his career, but I think he'd be a fine guy to have off your bench. But if your first move with your exception, and this is going to take up the big chunk of your exception, this is going to basically box you in a corner with what else you can do. If your first move is to oversign Christie, I mean, what is that? What does that say? Does that say that Marquis Daniel sucks so bad? I mean, is that what they're admitting, that Daniels sucks so bad that they have to have Christie? Because if Daniels can play at all, this is your fourth wing. Assuming Finley's gone, this is a guy behind Stackhouse, behind Howard, and behind Daniels. and that's your first, that's the majority chunk of your exception is to Christie.
You know, my thought is they've got other things going on. I just trust in the genius of Donnie Nelson. I trust in Cuban.
Okay.
I mean, these guys are proactive. They're on the cutting edge. They've got tons of trade pieces. I think they're waiting to decide what to do on Finley, trying to decide if they can trade him. I think that they're doing things, and they don't care if the media knows what they're doing. They don't want to alert people of what they're doing before they try to do it. I just have faith that they're going to do something. I don't think that they're just going to let this whole offseason go by, and all they're going to do is add Doug Christie and overpay him.
Well, I hope not. Again, why now? I mean, it's going to be a week before he even clears waivers. Why? What's the point? Why do it now? Who's clamoring for Doug Christie? Why you? All you do, if you sign him right off the bat, all you do is eliminate flexibility. That's all you do. His agent, just like when the Mavs said, "Oh yeah, we could cut Friendly." Oh no, we're going to trade him. His agent did the same thing. Oh, we want to go to Dallas. Oh really? Okay, great. Well, we'll take care of what we have to take care of, and then we'll offer you something. Because nobody wants you right now. It's not like Latrell Sprewell is out there. Kerry Kittles is out there. There's other off guards that are out there that aren't going to get the full exception. I mean, I understand, hey, we want to get better defensively. Okay, that's great. You need to get better defensively, but if there's nothing back there to protect the basket, it doesn't matter, you know, who your fourth wing is and how good he is defensively on the perimeter. It doesn't matter. So I hope they have some magic up their sleeve, man, because this has been really disappointing. And you know what? I'm not trying to tell you that Stephen Hunter was going to give the Mavericks a championship, but he didn't get out of here. I mean, and I know some people say, hey, look, Stephen Hunter wanted the chance to play. Oh, really? They just gave $10 million to D'Alembert, who's 24 or something like that. And they have, you know, they're paying $100 million every 5 minutes to Chris Webber. So where are those minutes for Stephen Hunter going to be? If you just look statistically at D'Alembert and his ability to stay on the floor, Hunter was going to get plenty of minutes here, and I know Hunter's stats aren't impressive, but I take you back to that San Antonio Phoenix series. It was much harder for San Antonio to score when Hunter was on the floor. And there's a reason why Phoenix has changed their team up so dramatically this offseason. Because they know, look, it doesn't matter how much we can shoot if we can't stop anybody from scoring, which is supposedly what the Mavericks are trying to make themselves into. It doesn't matter.
Couldn't Phoenix have found a way to keep him for $3 million a year?
No, because all they had, all they had was their biannual, which is a 1.6 slot, and you can only do it every other year. So that's all they could have offered him. They didn't have his full bird rights. So that's pretty much. They could have signed him instead of Rajah Bell.
Man, it's hard as centers are to come by, and their, like you said, their acknowledgement that hey, that's what it's going to take. They signed Rajah Bell instead of him.
Well, they also
traded
for Kurt Thomas.
Yeah, but Kurt Thomas is 90. I'm just saying, if he is a big up-and-coming center, I'm just thinking maybe we bought into the hype a little bit much, and maybe Phoenix isn't that crazy about him. Maybe the Mavs weren't that crazy about him. Maybe the whole market wasn't that crazy if all he got was $3 million.
No, and again, all I'm saying, we're not trying to sign him to be a starter. We're trying to sign him to have depth, quality depth at the center position. I still think D'Alembert is a good center. I still think he can win a championship. However, you have to have depth there. And again, let me give you the example. San Antonio. Look what San Antonio did with their exception. They used it on a center. They just won a championship with Nazi Muhammad. But they know the deal.
I look at Phoenix, man. They could have had, you know, even if he's the number two center, and they need a number two center, they signed Rajah Bell instead.
Right.
And centers are like pitchers in baseball. If you got a good one, you don't let them go.
No, I understand that. I understand that. And again, I'm not saying that you're signing this guy to be a starter. I'm saying you're bringing him in to back up D'Alembert. And to me, you know, what's more important, backing up D'Alembert or having a fourth wing?
I know. I think if they are going to get Christie, obviously there's some other trade going on. They're up to something. Christie's not going to want to come here and be the fourth wing either. I mean, I think they're up to stuff that we don't know about, but all that tells me that deal is that you know, maybe some people were higher on him than on Hunter than they should have been. Because, everybody needs centers. And Phoenix wanted Rajah Bell more.
Right.
And the clearly the Mavericks could have got in the mix. If all it took was $3 million a year, they could have had him.
Yeah, but Phoenix would have re-signed Stephen Hunter, but they didn't have the money to do it.
But they signed Rajah Bell.
To replace Quentin Richardson.
Right. They thought that was more important than keeping Hunter.
Right. Well, And then what happens, though, is for Phoenix, if they don't do the Rajah Bell deal, and then now Joe Johnson walks.
I'm just saying, what's more important? What's harder to find, a two-guard or a center?
I would say it's harder to find a center. But, I don't think that they ever thought that they could sign Stephen Hunter. I mean, if you read the Arizona Republic, they say that they always wanted Hunter back, just didn't have the money to do it. So,
wow, it's not that much money. I'm shocked.
That's why I agree with what you said. I don't think the Mavericks ever wanted him.
Yeah.
That's all I can assume.
That's all we can assume, because I thought he was pretty damn good. I thought he was going to be a nice young up-and-comer and could develop into something eventually. I thought he'd be a great backup.
I think he'd be a dynamite backup. And again, you know, they're talking about now Urban Johnson, who's 100 years old. They're talking about Mickey Moore, who's played for 6 teams in 7 seasons. I mean, they're talking about spares. They're talking about, you know, Jop, who I know is a lottery pick. But Jop's like having Banga. You know, Jop is an underdeveloped 23-year-old guy. That's fine if you sign Jop. I have no problem with that. But you still have to sign a backup center. And we heard the talk. We want to get athletic along the front line. Irvin Johnson doesn't do that for you. You know, Mickey Moore can block some shots, but Mickey Moore gets backed down worse than Bradley. He's a skinny guy. You're not protecting your basket, man. That's where defense, you've got to be able to protect your basket. And again, I just say, look at what San Antonio, the moves they've made over the last 2 years. They constantly add centers. They're coming off a championship after Dwight Muhammad, and they added another center.
There's three scenarios. Either the Mavericks are unaware of what they need to do and are making mistakes, A, or B, the moves they've tried to make, they've been unable to make, and they've struck out.
Right.
Or C.
C is what it is, Ben.
Right.
C is the blockbuster.
Right.
C is the, and maybe C, the blockbuster is coming. Maybe that blockbuster is Theo Ratliff.
You know, C,
maybe they move Finley for Theo Ratliff.
See, they have something up their sleeve, something huge, and we're all going to be blown away. But if it ends like it is right now, man, what a disappointment.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to go with the idea that Cuban was holding his cards close to his vest when he was on Bad Radio talking about getting better from within. Because that's what they're kind of selling us right now. They're telling us, hey, we have a full season with Avery Johnson. We're going to get better from within.
Man, I love it when the Rangers do that.
God, you kick ass. All right, well, I'm going to go jump off the building. Coming up next, we talk about Garden State.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, the Eagles have sent T.O. packing. Does that mean the Eagles are in trouble? We'll talk about that. And the Cowboys and the Cardinals play preseason game number one Saturday. We get to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly all Sunday morning, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfenbein Show.
We're clowning around at Cowboys Camp.
Joining us out here is Tyson Walter.
Does Parcells really appreciate that when the center doesn't get the ball up there? Does he laugh that off?
He does. He sloughs it off and slaps on the back. Says, guys, don't worry. Let's go have some hot chocolate.
Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
You know what? Parcells is right. All right. Looks like he's spying on you in the interview. Just checking to say something.
Is he right there? Can you say hi?
He's right over there on the cart.
He's not fantastic.
I would go ahead and get out of here.
Ask him if he'll jump the fence and come over. Climb that fence.
I'm sure there's a broken hip joke or something.
Cowboys Training Camp 2005. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Friendly Chevrolet, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket.com.
Hey, it's Greg Dick and the Home Depot Landscape Supplies, where you find me and a couple.
Hey, it's Fitz, along with me, the CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com, Doug Parker. Not only is he the CEO, he's also a personal friend. And Doug, I gotta ask people, are they sick of being in debt? Because if they're sick of being in debt, they need to call you at 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR. Now, everybody listening right now, I gotta ask you a question. Are you sick of having bad credit? If you are, you need to log on to this website, www.RepairMyCreditNow.com. Doug, why do people need to log on right now?
Because their credit is their future.
Now, what do you mean by that, Doug?
Well, without having good credit, it's tough to do just about anything in life. It's hard to get a job. It's hard to get approved for a new automobile. It's hard to get into a home. That's the American dream.
So basically, whenever people call you at 1-888-4-MY-REPAIR, they can basically get their credit repaired just like that.
Absolutely.
All they have to do is make the call?
That's correct, Jess. What you got to do is get your credit scores up high enough to qualify for a new one.
What about people that are embarrassed to call you up and say, Doug, I got bad credit. I can't do this.
Don't be embarrassed with bad credit. Put that behind you. Give us a call right now. It's 888, the number 4, my repair.
www.repairmycreditnow.com. Your credit is your future. Call repairmycreditnow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Donovan Miller's Reader's Theater. Our playlist today is entitled The Gambler, starring Craig Miller as Kenny Rogers.
Boo.
George Dunham as A.J. Foyt.
Boo.
Gordon Keith as Tom Hicks.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Good.
Big Strong Jeremy as the ghost of Walter Payton.
Boo.
And introducing Rich Phillips as the whore.
Oh, God.
Our story opens in the office of Tom Hicks.
What am I going to do about the gambler? I'm so rich yet I can't seem to control his actions or my bladder. Money can't buy everything, although it did allow me to buy part of Nicaragua and several packs of gum this morning.
The ticket drop a radio.
Hey, boss, it's me, Kenny the Gambler Rogers. I'm here to talk about my future. I want big money and a long-term deal, and if you don't give it to me, I'll stare you down.
But, Kenny, we can't pay a 40-year-old big money or give you a long-term deal. I'm saving a little money so we can re-sign Chan Ho when his deal is up, so I don't have much left for you.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put on my poker face, go outside, think about things, and get back to you.
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Kenny? I was distracted by my velvet paint supporter. It's kind of falling down here, and my frame picture of Bing Crosby that seemed to be singing quite Christmas to me, and so I need to...
What do? I love pitching in Texas because there's no pressure on me. If they don't extend me, I might have to go somewhere and pitch for a contender.
The tickets drop page radio.
I might have to go somewhere and pitch for a contender. What could be worse?
I'll tell you what could be worse. You could be me.
Why don't I have an echo?
Who are you?
Oh, good acting. I'm the ghost of Walter Payton. I'm not running the football anymore, and it's because I'm dead now.
Oh, my God.
And here's a secret. There is no football in heaven. Just basketball and cycling. Junior will love it here.
Who?
Never mind. I am also, for the purposes of this playlet, your ghost of careers past.
So confusing.
I'm here to tell you to lighten up, Gordon.
What?
Stop acting like a jackass. Quit picking fights with cameramen who are a foot shorter than you. Enjoy life, Kenny. Ooh.
I'll try sweetness. I promise. Who are you?
Radio. You look at the gate.
Look, I have to get this reading done.
So you're probably...
Who are you? The ghost of careers present?
No, I'm just legendary race car driver A.J. Foy.
Well... What are you doing here?
I don't know exactly. We just thought it might be strange if I made an appearance in a Reader Theater episode. Thank you.
But wait. You do serve a purpose here, A.J. Foyt. You got into a scuffle with someone once on Pit Row, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. A few times, actually. You're probably talking about when I punched Ari Leyendyke at the TMS. I popped him a good one.
But that's no way for a sports legend to act.
Right. And you're not even a sports legend. So why would you want to act like that? I've got to go now. I think I have to move my bowels again.
Well, hello there, handsome stranger. You must be Kenny Rogers.
I thought you called me a stranger. Do you know me or not, you whore?
Radio. Top page radio. You pay the same low prices we pay. No hassles, no gimmicks. Fact is, Ford offers a better way to buy. Ford employee pricing available on 2005 models only, including Ford GT, Mustang, or Escape Hybrid, E450 and higher, and F450 and higher. Must take new retail delivery from participating dealer stock by 9605. See dealer for complete details. The facts are in. For a better way to buy, visit your nearest Texas Ford dealer before September 6th. Ford employee pricing. It's just another reason why Ford is the best in Texas. And that's a fact. Breaking sports news now.
Andre Girard has spent most of his time as a Cowboy playing guard. This ticket brought to you by the DiamondDoctor.com and Dish Connection. But after seeing Gennaro Zanopoli and Matt Lair underwhelm at center, Coach Bill Parcells is anxious to see what Girard can do at that position in tonight's preseason opener against the Arizona Cardinals.
I need to see how the center position is going to be comprised. I really do. I want to make sure Girard gets his snaps because I want to see him play that. I've never seen him play that.
Other starters trying to make an impression at key positions include Rafa Titi at right tackle and Keith Davis at free safety. Tiger Woods' third round of the PGA Championship is finished, and he is cut into Phil Mickelson's lead. A 4-under third round has now put the world's number one golfer at even par for the tournament. Mickelson will try to pad his 8-stroke lead when he tees off this afternoon at 2. The Minnesota Timberwolves have traded point guard and former Maverick Sam Cassell. The Los Angeles Clippers will receive the 35-year-old point guard and a conditional first-round pick in exchange for Marco Yark and Lionel Chalmers. That's the Ticket Ticker. The next one comes at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Brendan Helms reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin in for the Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. When exactly did we go from growing pot to growing pot bellies? When did that happen?
Bad Radio is going to be a Sneaky Pete Monday from 1 to 3. Get out there, register and ticket t-shirts. Frisco Rough Rider tickets and tickets to see Ronnie Millsap at Windstar Casino in Oklahoma. How about that, Ken?
You know why I listen to Bad Radio, don't you, Ben? For Ronnie Millsap sightings?
Groobs.
I love Groobs.
And I love movies.
And I love Groobs.
It's 11:40 in the ticket.
All right. So here we go. It's your boy Hip, the Hibbity Hip Hip Hop, Paul Nathan, putting it down for my two home skillets, Ben and Skin. Hey, Corby, turn my headphones up a little bit. All right, here we go. Yeah. Yeah, I like it like that. Ben likes to rock and Vin Diesel. Skin's got the film degree. How they could ever like the same movie still remains a mystery. Skin likes to see some subtitles and hates the box office hits. Ben just wants to see a good chase scene and go back home to the sticks. But there's one just thing for certain that you better understand. As different as they may be, their opinions are way, way, way better than Bob and Dan. So now it's time for Ben and Skin's box office, film, movie theater, big screen, update, review, talk, roundtable, discussion. Ben likes rocking Ben.
Listen to that laugh.
Yes, I love that intro to our movie segment. And today we are talking about Garden State. And this is a movie that's been out for a while. It's actually out on DVD now. You may be seeing it on your cable, satellite, cable monitor.
It's in heavy Cinemax rotation, I think, is where I always see it.
But, you know, this movie, I liked this movie when I saw it, and it's kind of grown on me. I like it more and more every time I see it. And basically, it's about this kid who goes back home to Jersey, who'd been living in L.A. because his mother passes away. His mother had been in a wheelchair, I guess, for many years since this young man's early childhood. And I guess we can go ahead and say what happened. Or...
Yeah, the movie's only 2 years old.
Okay. So anyways, it turns out that the reason she was in the state that she was paralyzed from the earlobes down was because this young man, played by Zach Braff, his name is Andrew Largeman, he pushed his mother when he was a small kid. She fell and hit her head on a dishwasher and became paralyzed after that, a paraplegic, I guess.
I'll show her.
And so he returns home because she passes away, and he meets this young girl who is played by, what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, exactly. I'm a big fan of her. She is brilliant in this movie. Her name is Sam, her character, and they kind of hit it off. And, I mean, what would you say this movie is about, Skin?
Oh, it's kind of like the reawakening or the self-discovery type thing. You know, there's an old thing about you can never go home again. Well, I guess going back and, you know, him kind of, I guess he's emotionally frozen. And so just this, you know, meeting this Sam kind of helps him.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, and he, his dad is a psychiatrist and is his psychiatrist as well, which is awkward, right?
Well, he's medicated.
Right.
You know, it's like a metaphor, you know, about, you know, being, just medicating yourself. Well, this guy's literally medicated and he kind of decides to take himself off this medication.
Well, I like the movie. I think it gets better as it goes, and there was a few really cool parts in it, and I really, I think Zach Braff is a great actor, and
he wrote and directed it.
Yeah, he's all over this thing, and it's so impressive. The more I learned about him and what he did here, the more impressed I became with it.
And my wife, we were watching it. She was like, wow, this sounds like it'd be a good soundtrack to buy. So I was at the store the other day, and I bought the soundtrack. And, man, it is solid.
Yeah,
I really, really enjoyed the soundtrack. And I see it won a Grammy.
I guess for best soundtrack. I didn't even know that that was a Grammy category.
But I want to play a few songs from this skin. And
that's the way this thing was marketed, by the way. I mean, there's even a line in the movie where the character says, hey, listen to this, it'll change your life. I mean, music's a big part of this film.
What song was that?
That was The Shins.
They have two songs in here.
Yeah, if you play, I don't know the names.
Play number two, Jaron.
You're listening to live coverage of Jaron playing a CD. I don't think it's this one. Maybe it is this one. I don't remember. It's the fourth one? Okay. Sean Bassett, play track four. This is the one from the movie where she... Tell me if this changes your life, Ben. This is actually my favorite song on their CD. Yeah, this is a cool song. It says something about gold teeth in this song.
Should it have already changed my life?
No. You gotta wait till he starts singing, then your life will change instantly. What does he say here? He says something about gold teeth, does he not? Everyone focus. That means you feel.
Gold teeth and the curse of the town. Rotting my mouth.
So this guy doesn't know how the gold teeth got in his mouth. That's what's so amazing about that song.
The Shins, actually the rare double appearance on the soundtrack.
They're the band that'll change your life. And while we're at it, Sweet Clean Meredith from up here, Burn Me Shoots Too Narrow, or no, Recommended Shoots Too Narrow, another Shin CD. And that is incredible. If you like these songs, go buy that.
I do.
Go buy that.
Jaron, play number three. This is a group called 07. It's called In the Waiting Line.
This is one of the best scenes in the movie. This is where they're exing.
Oh, yeah.
They're exing down in the basement. His homeboy hits Velcro that doesn't make sound, and he gets rich, so they're exing at his crib. You're listening to continuing coverage of the Garden State soundtrack.
I love this. I don't even need her singing. Just drop a hip-hop beat over that first part.
There's like 100 mixes of this song.
Play number one. Skin, you're not a Coldplay fan.
I like this song, though.
I'm a huge Coldplay fan.
I do like this song. I like this song because Bono's not on it. And there's not guitars with delay on it.
Alright, Jaron, go to number nine. This is a song by a group called Thievery Corporation.
Yes, they're a big down-tempo outfit.
It's called Lebanese Blonde.
No, Lebanese Blonde. If you like this, go buy stuff off the 18th Street Lounge music label out of D.C. It's the label these guys own and operate, and they have tons of stuff that sound like this. Okay, put that on the air, Curly. I'll have to dump you. Apparently, Sean Bass has sex to this song. Okay, but we have to play the most controversial
Here's
song.
Here's the deal. And interesting that you brought this song up. Not this song, but the song we're going to play next, because you say that this song that we're about to play is the reason you were interested in this movie.
Yes.
Well, that song was the reason I was interested in this soundtrack. I specifically went to buy this CD of all the songs from the movie because of that song, and I've fallen in love with that song, and it makes me drive incredibly fast in my car.
It's an awesome song. Now, is this kind of our version of Gay Not Gay? Is that what we're getting
at here? Well, we have a totally separate segment. It's called Bicurious, Non-Bicurious.
I've never heard of that.
It's totally different than Bob and Dan's Gay Not Gay. And my younger brother is accusing me of being bicurious for liking this song, but let's see what you think. Go ahead and play number 12. Actually, you got to get kind of into it. You got to get like 15 seconds into this puppy.
You're listening to continuing coverage of this song that Ben likes.
Frau Frau?
Frau Frau is the name.
Frau Frau is the name of the group. It's called Let Go.
Yes.
It was just used brilliantly.
God, you're so gay! No, I love love this song. I want to X right now. Although I've never done that. I hope this sub bass that's about to kick in sounds good over the AM radio signal. Come out of the closet right now. Turn that down. I'm about to get so gay.
Let's go around the horn. Let's ask everybody. Jerron, that song, interest in that song, does it make you bi-curious, or is it just a good song?
I'm not listening. What track was it?
Let's take that as a yes.
Yes, I agree. All right. Verndon?
I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention. I'm just getting lost in the tunes. Just going back and forth.
Turley, yes. Turley reaches for a second.
I don't like music, apparently.
That's a yes.
Grooves? So.
Nine
grooves.
Okay, I'm just gonna get straight gay here, cause I like it raw and really hard and really gay. When I saw the preview for this movie, I knew that this was coming out because it was like a big Sundance deal, and I try and stay up on that stuff. When I saw the preview to this, and this song was playing, I got chills. This song gave me chills, combined with how the images from the movie were edited, it gave me chills. And I have to say that I like the movie. The trailer is way better than the movie. I mean, way better. The trailer is amazing, partly because of this song and the pace of it and the way they cut the stuff to it. But I don't care, man. I'm going to go have sex with a guy right now because of this song. I want everybody to know that.
Go out and be comfortable with your heterosexuality and...
Do you know me or not, you whore?
I know you all too well. You're that hot-headed left-hander. Who likes to go after cameramen who are a foot shorter than you, but you don't like the pitch when the pressure is on.
You're right. So, what do you want?
I am the ghost of your future. If you don't start to behave, your life will spiral downward. You will lose your job, lose your family, and soon you will be buying up used-up whores like me every night.
And?
And isn't that enough? Come on, gambler, just finish out the season, shut your trap, and take the best deal that the Rangers offer. You want to stay in Texas?
I do?
Yes, the cameramen in other towns are much bigger, and they might whoop your ass.
Thanks, whore. You've opened my eyes, and you haven't given me an STD.
Oh, that's good enough.
Mr. Hicks, I've thought things over.
I'm sorry, who are you?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
I'm sorry, who are you? Oh, Kenny, yes. Well, what do you think? Should I go with the blonde wig with the orange ball in his mouth, or should I go with the orange wig with the yellow ball in her mouth? Oh, my God. I can't decide here between these two.
I've decided to shape up. I won't talk contract until you want to, and I promise. No, I double promise not to get into it with any more cameramen.
Great. Can you skate? I'm going to need some skaters for my hockey team. The Dallas Summer.
The Stars?
Yeah, that's it. Stars. I think Madonna, excuse me, I think Madonna might still play for us, and I wonder if Buck can coach both, save some money there, maybe Matt Crown. Anyway, Kenny, I'm really rich, and I'm going to spend some of my money today on renovating the room where I keep the bones of Ashley Simpson on display. You want to help me?
Nope, I've got things to do. I've got things to do, like apologize to some people, do some charity work, and win some more games.
Oh, that's no happy day.
Oh, happy day!
This has been another edition of Leader's Theater. The playlist was only a dramatization. Its views and opinions are not shared by Sports Radio 1310, its staff, or its management. Tune in next time for another edition of Donovan Miller's Reader's Theater.
I'll go with the blonde wig with the orange bowl in his mouth.
Boom! The play's over.
That's the first time in Reader's Theater history that one of the playlists has been Dickens influenced.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so, with the Ghost of the Past. Yeah.
With A.J. Foyt. And
it's ever done.
And Ghost of Walter Payton.
Sorry
about that.
The Bones of Ashley Simpson.
She's still alive.
Why was the ghost radio.
Future of what?
Each year, Community Partners of Dallas strives to help prepare over 2,000 children to start school with the joy of new supplies.
You can help in several ways, including shopping for and donating school supplies. The full list of needed supplies includes pencils, pens, protractors, and paper. Or you can fill the need for calculators, compasses, and colored pencils and paper. Look for school supply collection boxes at partner locations, including all primary care centers throughout the SLU. Log on to communitypartnersdallas.org for more information. As an alternative to donating supplies, Community Credit Union has established a special Rainbow Room account for cash donations. All cash donations are accepted. Simply let your Community Credit Union representative know that you would like to make a donation to the Rainbow Room. $25 will purchase a new backpack filled with supplies for an abused or neglected child. Log on to communitypartnersdallas.org for complete information on how you can help the Community Partners of Dallas' Rainbow Room back-to-school supply drive.
Joining us on the ticket hotline, I believe we have made contact with the Cowboys owner.
Hey, good morning, man.
And general manager, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry. How are you?
If there isn't any way that Don Perkins' name is going to make it over to the new stadium.
Yeah. So why do you want to start off the interview with that?
I don't want his name dirtying up my new sheetrock.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, I guess.
Yeah, I predict the movers will lose those sweaters in the move somehow.
Oh, Jerry.
Well, you know, truth be told, we are going to be done with the Ring of Honor when we get to the new stadium anyway.
You're not even going to transfer it over there?
No, I'm going to start some new idea that I think is going to be a lot more popular. We're going to start the Graveyard of Champions.
The Graveyard of Champions.
Yeah, and the way it works, you sign a statement.
Rugby Radio.
I like to win, but it's not the most important thing.
We're trying to play to win the game. You know, I've always tried to do that, but I'd like to just try to do what we want to do.
Positions of interest to watch include Rob Petitti at right tackle, Andre Girard at center, and Keith Davis at free safety. All three are playing with the first team. The Texas Rangers will try to stop a five-game slide against the New York Yankees coming up shortly at 12:05. Juan Dominguez will take the hill for the Rangers. He's 0-2 with a 5.11 ERA. The New York Yankees will counter with Mike Mussina, who has an 11-7 record and 4.01 ERA. The Yankees have won the first two games of the four-game series. And now a PGA Championship update brought to you by Greg Guspatia.
From Baltus Royal Golf Club, Westwood One presents this special report on the 87th PGA Championship. Good afternoon. I'm Joe Thomason along with Mitch Voges. The leader, Phil Mickelson, at 8 under par, tees off at 3 o'clock Eastern. He is 3 shots better than his playing partner, Jerry Kelly. Tiger Woods is in the clubhouse after a 4 under 66, which brings him to even par. But his troubles, once again, were on the 2 par 5s.
They sure haven't helped. And I've had opportunities to make birdies, and I haven't done it. And it's really disappointing.
In fact, Mitch, the two places on this course to make your move are those par 5s on 17 and 18, and he's had six chances to play them, and he's one over par.
Well, very disappointing the way he's played those par 5 holes. He really has let some shots get away, but he's been a magician on some others. Missed seven greens today, still shot that 66. That's a pretty strong show.
This is Westwood One's coverage of the PGA Championship.
If you're a golf equipment junkie, you probably know about RankMark.com, who said in their July issue of What's Hot, the best fitter we've found is Maxed Out Golf Labs. They really know what they're talking about. Or maybe you've seen the August issue of Golf Tips Magazine, which hails Maxed Out Golf Labs for blending time-honored fitting principles with state-of-the-art computer analysis. And the August issue of Golf Magazine has a feature article where one of the editors picked up 50 yards and cut 16 strokes off his previous best score. If you want to play better golf, the answers are at MaxedOutGolf.com.
Log on to StarRegistry.com and you can score a birdie with that special friend or loved one by naming a star in their honor for birthdays, graduation, or any special occasion. It won't cost you a lot of green, and just like the memory of a hole-in-one, your gift will last a lifetime. Click on StarRegistry.com or call 1-800-282-3333. That's 1-800-282-3333. This spring and summer, shoot for the stars with a gift from International Star Registry, proud sponsor of Westwood One's broadcast of the 2005 PGA Championship.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wondering, if a mime is arrested, do they have the right to remain silent?
.11:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are now joined by today's Ticket Sports Saturday hosts, Ty Walker and Dick Hicks. How you doing, boys?
Good.
Listen, we've got 1 minute until you guys start your festivities. You guys are going to be talking a lot of Cowboys football today, right?
5 o'clock hour, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Nothing else then.
But hey. Well, I'm going to be listening all day while I have
5 hours without me.
Ticket on the radio and Channel 11 on the TV, especially if I've got a Nielsen box. But over the last 30 seconds, we've got Ty Walker, anything for 10 seconds?
Hey.
All right, for 30, for 30 seconds, I want you to do another drum solo, but a drop solo. You got 30 seconds to go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Yep.
Nope.
All right. Hey, man.
Hey, right.
Oops. I love you.
Hey. Do any of you know what the hell I do for a living? God almighty. Get the hell off the air.
Look at the sky, Frito. And Vladdy will be happy with that.
Wrap it up.
All right. Have a good show, man. Hello. All right, guys.
Obviously.
Take off, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got $20.
Ah, yes.
Is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTPK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
Hello, it's 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Rich Phillips.
And I am Ty Walker.
And yes, we are here for Ticket Sports Saturday.
Hey.
This will be another experiment in forced chemistry radio with myself and Ty Walker working together for the first time.
I think we'll be all right.
Rich,
you have more confidence in it than I do.
Tell those idiots, 5:30.
5:30, that's right. Tell us how the chemistry is. 214-523-CRAP. We'll do a little tell those idiots at that time. We have plenty of stuff to keep you up to speed on today, including the Texas Rangers about to get underway at Yankee Stadium. In game 6 of their 13-game road trip so far, it is 0-5 after a 6-5 loss last night to the Yankees. And I'll tell you, the most surprising thing about last night was C.J. Wilson wasn't half bad for a change.
Yeah, well, he came in, he had to try to mop up Chris Young's problems that he had in the three innings he was in there. And now today we get to see Juan Dominguez.
Yes.
Well,
Wilson came in last night and gave up a home run right away to Derek Jeter, but then he threw four innings and was pretty solid. But because C.J. Wilson got used last night in long relief and the night before they used James Baldwin in long relief, ain't nobody left on the big league club, so Juan Dominguez gets the call. Now, this year, in relief appearances, he was 0-2 with a 5.11 ERA at the major league level. Went back and started starting again at the AAA Oklahoma, was 2-1 with a 4.25 earned run average and was very up and down. Had a couple of great outings and a couple of horrible outings when he was at Oklahoma. But he is back on the big league roster and trying to do what he did last year on June 5th at Yankee Stadium, where he gave up a run on 5 hits and 8 innings against the New York Yankees.
Do you think Buck, it seems like Buck probably, this has to be his final option of any option he had, because I don't think that Juan Dominguez is really in Buck's good graces these days, because wasn't it Juan Dominguez when they sent him down, he didn't immediately go down to Oklahoma.
Well,
he got a little upset that they sent him down.
No, he didn't show up initially and was there several days later, and the team said it ended up being a miscommunication and they gave him an excused absence because he had some family issues, I think, back in the Dominican that he went to take care of, and they ended up not being upset with him. But if you'll remember, at the start of the season, they devoted him from AAA to AA because I think he showed up late for a game one day in AAA. So he's had his issues, and the thing about it is, from what we have seen of him...
Oh. Hello.
Somebody wanted to get... Tell those idiots, 5:30.
Hello.
Okay, Mike, don't worry about it right now. they had seen him in the last couple of years. They'd tried him out as a starter, and the problem is at the major league level, he's only had basically the fastball and the changeup, and he didn't have a breaking ball. And so after one time through the order, he was getting hammered. And so it looked like maybe he was best suited to be a reliever, and he was working as a reliever in the minors, and then came up here, and then they realized this middle of the season that, you know, we might need somebody to start later this year, so they told him to start starting at AAA.
Of all the guys that they could throw in right now at this time where this team is in such disarray when it comes to pitching, look at all the runs they put up in this five-game losing streak.
They have scored in the five games 31 runs, six runs per game, and they haven't won. And they scored at least five in every game, and they haven't won one of them.
That is unacceptable. You would think a major league team, you've got an offense as potent as the Rangers, and you score over six runs average per game and five losses, yet you're not able to win. I mean,
well, the good news is that Tom Hicks realizes they need some pitching.
Yes.
He was quoted in the papers today saying, obviously, we need to improve our starting rotation and our bullpen. So that's good to know that he's picked up on that.
The owner knows
that they need some help there. So it'll be starting here in just a moment. Mike Mussina will go for the Yankees this afternoon as the Rangers try to salvage the first game they can of this series, of this road trip. It was really dismal earlier in the week when they were in Boston, and the last two nights in New York have been just one-run losses, 9-8 Thursday, 6-5 last night, and I believe, what was it, in the last four innings last night, they came up with two hits.
Mm.
Two hits as they tried to rally back on that. Real quick, let's go look at the batting order. David DeLucci.